government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, it is the 8th day of July, 2008. Former head of policy department of the Treasury under Ronald Reagan will be joining us coming up in the fourth hour today, under Paul Craig Roberts. We also have the folks with the Ron Paul March coming on to plug that briefly in the second hour. I have a ton of news and information to cover today from around the world. But I do want to tell people that comment on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the articles that you should know that the federal government watches my websites very, very closely. Okay? In fact, the federal marshals and the protective detail for the State Department at Bilderberg admitted they were watching the sites, and when people would go on there and even make veiled threats, they would get visits. I have the Secret Service right out my window again inside my office right now for the second time because people are idiots and go on there and make threats against John McCain and Barack Obama, who are complete puppets and run nothing and have no power. And then you idiots freak out when the Secret Service comes and gets the IP and then comes after you. Okay? And I'm going to tell the morons again that go on the message board, that go on the comments on the pages. You know, we give you free speech. We don't censor what you do. And then you go on there and you abuse it and call for killing people. And then I get the Secret Service visits. And obviously, it is selectively enforced because there are thousands of threats all over YouTube, Google, MySpace. But it's not the Secret Service selectively enforcing it. It's that other feds and other little tattletale squads are watching my websites. And so you're very foolish if you go on there and make threats against the president or anyone running for the presidency. I'll never forget the first time this happened, just with emails and letters that mixed my name up with it. A guy in Tennessee said he was going to go after Bush and was going to shoot him, and the Secret Service went and arrested the guy, and last time I checked, he's still in prison. Turned out he was a complete lunatic and had a bunch of weapons and may have been planning something. I mean, this goes on and on and on. You are not going to hurt the global corporations and this whole global crime syndicate by these little threats towards their minions and their pimps and their nobodies. These presidents are nobodies. The senators are nobodies. They're all owned by the Fortune 100. Now, I'm going to leave it at that. But I barely got on air today because the Secret Service showed up 2 minutes before I went on air. I am sick of it. In fact, I want to notice somewhere on the message board and on the comments that, it's just going to continue. It is I thought it was provocateurs. But it's not just provocateurs. It's idiots doing it. And then they squeal bloody murder. One guy was in there threatening stuff about flying airplanes into the Barack Obama debate with Hillary here a few months ago. I mean, what do you expect then? And the guy squealing from Michigan, going back on the message board saying, why is the Secret Service here? Hey, you are the ones that are doing that. You are the ones that are acting like complete morons. This is serious, folks. The New World Order is real. Threatening the president is real. Threatening Barack Obama is real. Threatening John McCain is real. Threatening Hillary Clinton is real. This isn't a game. This isn't you there with your armchair commandos sitting there at your message boards playing games and trying. And by the way, we've caught people with the same ISP making threats and then bitching about it under another name five or six comments above. And so I think, in a way, it's kind of funny that you provocateurs are the ones that are getting in trouble. We're not the ones that are going to get in trouble for this. Okay, so you're idiots. I got to go out here during this three-minute break and talk to the Secret Service some more. And then I'm going to come back in here and try to cover the news today. But it is really getting bad. We've got to, I guess, ban keywords or something. But then if we do that, they'll bitch and complain and say it's censorship. Oh, Alex won't let us threaten to kill politicians running for president. Oh, Alex is bad. Alex is censoring us. Alex doesn't want the Secret Service to come to knock down our doors. Oh, he's so bad. Oh, my God. He won't let us threaten to fly airplanes into buildings. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future.
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we have a big radio show lined up for you today. Here are some of the news headlines that I have in front of me. One that I never got to yesterday, that I want to cover later in the hour in detail. New cars in California must display global warming score. And then that will be used basically like Jews having to wear yellow stars in Germany as a way for you to socially be ostracized, demonized, and then they're going to start taxing you for things that, quote, have a bigger carbon footprint. That is their stated goal. We'll be going over that. Also, David de Rothschild, who we got on the show last year, who's in Endgame, has put out a Nickelodeon program basically demonizing human life and humans. We also have that Australian TV show and website that was describing humans as evil demons that basically need to die. Also, a story out of the Salt Lake City Tribune, similarities between 1929 and 2008 are terrifying. I want to go over that financial news. Also, another report here, financial market losses could top $1,600 billion. Another one, intervention will not stop dollar slide. That's a story out of the Asia Times. Then I have another important reports here. World stocks at 21-month low as banks plunge, continuing to plunge as gold and every other major commodity spikes. Science fiction-like weapons on tap for political conventions. This from Raw Story. I've pretty much decided to go cover the DNC because they're going to have microwave guns and sound weapons and provocateurs out there So I'm going to be there covering that. I'm almost 100%. I just decided this morning. I've got to work a few things out, but I'm about 100%. I'm going to that. Also, Fed plans new rules to protect future home buyers. That means more power for the private banks, basically, is what it means. And just a lot of other news here, like Iran says would strike Israel, U.S. Navy if attacked. We also have Drudge reporting here. The congressional approval rating falls to single digits for first time ever in history. They now have a less than 10% approval rating, showing that the government has lost all credibility and is completely bankrupt, basically. Philly tour guides file First Amendment lawsuit. They're not allowed to walk around on major city streets leading people on tours, or they're not allowed to talk. Total violation of the First Amendment. So we'll be covering that as well. The first thing I want to cover is out of the Courier Mail out of Australia. They also, now like most big papers, are doing their own TV reports. And I want to play this TV report and then break down the full ramifications of this. Now, the U.S., British, German soldiers, and others were sprayed with lethal nerve gas thousands of times. What we know is that hundreds died, but that's in just a few of the declassified reports. The details have remained classified. They would have U.S., British troops march into chambers. These were people who were told to volunteer. They would get a few days off, that it was just a harmless test of the flu. They were hit with sarin and VX nerve gas and murdered by the U.S. and British governments. And now, understand, this is your government. But the point is, it's back in the news now that Australia said no when they wanted to spray 200 Australian troops with this. Here is the report.
It's been revealed the U.S. military planned to test deadly nerve gas on Australian soldiers during the Cold War. Newly declassified files show that America was strongly pushing then-Prime Minister Harold Holt to allow the tests.
Is it your view that if Australia had gone ahead with it, it was probably illegal?
Oh, it was, in international law terms, it certainly was.
Well, and that's why they were covering it up?
Yes.
The top secret plan involved allowing 200, mainly Australian combat troops, to be air-bombed and sprayed with the chemical weapons.
Now, they just calmly report that, oh, they were going to spray deadly nerve gas on Australian troops. The U.S. government wanted them to, but the Australians said no. Well, if you go look up Project Shad and other programs and programs at Porton Down, and we've had the people on who were sprayed and are dying of cancer now, who had buddies that died at the time of the events, because they did it in different dosages, and they would tell the families, oh, your son just died of natural causes of the flu, and then they would dissect their body. Now, this is what they think of the military. This is what the government thinks of the people that work for it. Now, again, the entire government is not corrupt and evil. It is those at the higher levels that engage in these type of things, and it feeds into every issue, every facet of society, this mindset that our lives are completely worthless. Now, the real reason that governments kill their own police and military and citizens is to test cadres of doctors and scientists and other military personnel to see who will follow orders, and then they use those that will follow orders to create larger organizations, larger cadres of sociopaths who believe the end justifies the means. Let's play that clip again, and then I'm going to pause it during each little segment and make comments. Here it is.
It's been revealed the U.S. military planned to test deadly nerve gas on Australian soldiers during the Cold War. Newly declassified files show that America was strongly pushing then-Prime Minister Harold Holt to allow the tests.
Is it your view that if Australia had gone ahead with it, it was probably illegal?
All right, pause. If Australia would have gone ahead with it was probably illegal to make men stand out in the woods, in a forest, and fly over and spray them. Now, this is what they did all over the U.S., all over Canada, all over England, all over Germany. France refused. And they would fly over in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, last time any of this was declassified, and they would spray ships off the Hawaiian Islands. People would die. They would tell part of the ship wear gas mask. The other part of the ship don't wear gas mask. The other, another section of the ship just wear a cloth mask over your face. They would spray radiation on them. They would spray biologicals on them. And it's thousands of pages are declassified on this. And they're back that up a few seconds. And here they are whitewashing all of this. Here they are whitewashing all of this saying that it might be illegal. See, so this really conditions everybody to accept it. Now let me give you the full facts here. It's in Endgame. We spend about 15 minutes of the 2-hour, 25-minute film. We spend that amount of time going over mainstream news articles and government declassified documents, Energy Department, Department of Defense, you name it, where they would march thousands of U.S. Foster children, some mentally retarded, some not. They always start the program with retarded children saying, well, they're not worth anything, so what? It's for the greater good. Then they move on to the healthy children, children with nothing wrong with them. Predominantly, it was white children in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and they moved on to Native Americans, and then blacks are now their favorite. Because back in the 40s and 50s, they didn't have really a social services system that had control of the blacks. The blacks would actually, in their communities, would fight to the death if anyone tried to take their children for experiments. But now, under the Great Society, they've been domesticated like everybody else and are now the favorite to be fed upon and to be harvested for medical experimentation and murder. And that's in, again, New York Daily News and other publications. They take black children, test pesticides on them until they die. And for those questioning, just look it up. It's all mainstream news telling you generally that it's okay and saying, well, maybe it's all right, maybe it's illegal, but it's for a greater good, kind of like the newscast you just heard. And they would take the children and put them in a radiation chamber. Some they would kill on the spot. The radiation beams were so powerful. Others would die a week later, others a month later, others years later, others today. Then the U.S., some of it came out in the 60s and the 50s, so they went ahead and paid Israel to irradiate 110,000 of their children, Google, the ringworm children. They would say you're going to a dental appointment or you're going to have fungus burned off of you, and then they would irradiate their brains, killing many of them on the spot, others dying in the months and years to come. And so it's not just the troops. And then we have articles about how every square inch of England from Scotland to Cornwall to Ireland has been sprayed. The bubonic plague has been dropped on cities. Bioweapons have been dropped on cities. They then have military doctors in plain clothes in the local hospitals as the people come in and are dead and dying to cover up and say this is what they died of. They tell the local doctors national security. That also then covertly federalizes local police, military, and constabulary and doctors and then makes them part of the lie to carry out further operations. Now the U.S.-based Sunshine Project got declassified in 2000, that here in Austin, Texas, is where they first exposed it, but it's all over the country. There are military hangars waiting with helicopters that are maintained and kept up that have opiate gases to knock out whole cities, and then we have internal sources, that's what's declassified, that they also have sarin and VX to kill entire U.S. cities. Now I just played you mainstream Australian newspaper report. Doing their own TV report. You can pull up thousands of these reports. You can find out that from the New York subway, I use one of the more famous examples. Most of you have heard of this. For some reason, this is the one they always talk about. 1968, they release a lethal bio agent. That remains classified what it was. Deaths resulted. The number of deaths remains classified. They put medical personnel in the local hospitals, military personnel to cover up what was happening and to witness the experiment. And men, women, and children on the subways were murdered by the U.S. government. Now they're telling us, give up all of our rights, give up all of our liberties, because the government is going to keep us safe from terrorists who are planning to go after subways, planning to go after all these other things. And they have this huge apparatus of hundreds of billions a year to, quote, fight terror. But meanwhile, in every case, it is our government. It is the black ops that control the government. It is these criminal elements of the government that we have on record that have committed more acts of terrorism against Western countries than 1,000 Al-Qaedas, even if you believe the official story. We'll be right back. I'll go out and see if the Secret Service is left during this break. Stay with me.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies, showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protecta cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tankful and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Yeah, this is definitely somebody trying to stir up trouble. It's somebody with an IP address in the Caribbean / Mexico. And they go on Infowars.com, and then they scream and yell and say they're going to shoot this person and that person, and then say in the same comment, I'm being censored. You know what? We haven't really censored Infowars.com, the comments. What we do have is a spam filter. So let me give the spammers a little hint. when you're in there saying, I work for the Vatican, or I work for Israel, or I work for the Reptoids, or I work for Scientologists, or all the laundry list of bull, when you go and post in more than four articles in like 1 minute, it sees that as spam. Because, you know, we can't have the Viagra ads, and there's all these, they call them robots, or I guess spiders, that go out and spam it. And then you gripe about all of the spam that is throughout Infowars.com. You're like, I don't like all the spam. And so we go, okay, we'll put a spam filter in there. And, oh my gosh, you're censoring me, you bastard. Maybe we should just give everybody what they want and have it like most forums that do have a bunch of controls on it. You know, moderators watching what you post, all sorts of keyword filters. Maybe we'll actually give you what you want so you can say you're censored over and over again. I mean, I love these comments. I'm censored. He won't let me talk about how blood-sucking Jews are the seed of Satan, degenerate filth that need to be dealt with. And then you're allowed to say that on the website, saying you're being censored. No, you're just spamming it in every single story, and so the computer program doesn't know that you don't think what you're doing is spam. It sees it as spam. I don't have people to watch what's going on in the message board. I find out that you're in there, you know, saying you're going to kill me and kill John McCain and kill everybody else, and it's probably some dirtbag drug dealer in Mexico who works for the feds and who's trying to set us up. It's not going to work because we're transparent and everything's out in the open here. Now, some of it's just fools, like the poor guy in Michigan was in freaking out on the message board going, the Secret Service just came up here. Well, you're on there saying you're going to fly airplanes into the Austin debate. You better believe the Secret Service is going to come out for that, especially if you do it on my website, bozos. I mean, if you do it on YouTube or MySpace where there's millions of threats every day, literally, I see them everywhere. There must be millions. You know, that's not being watched like a hawk. It's selectively enforced. We have little ne'er-do-wells who watch our site and look for anything to tattle on or report or try to make up to people. You wouldn't believe the stuff they do. By the way, that just encourages us. When people do that, it just gives me more energy. And it makes for good radio, too, to have the Secret Service. You know, they've left, by the way, here. It just makes for good radio. You know, lets you know that we're right here in the eye of the storm. So we will continue to read mainstream news articles, how the government nerve gases its own troops and wanted to nerve gas troops in Australia. We will continue. Again, they nerve gassed our own troops here in the U.S., England, other countries. Australia said no. Oh, by the way, there is a new phenomenon. Well, it's not really new, but it's getting worse. There are now people who are editing what I have to say about the open borders together to make it sound like I'm a raving lunatic racist. There are now people editing what I have to say because they're so desperate to try to discredit me. I was sent some clip last night where the guy shoddily edited me, where I was explaining that we cover the fact that the Vatican's calling for a new world order. We have constant guests on every few weeks talking about it. We also talk about how the Protestants are into all this masonry. But see, that they don't like that. We have to say Protestants are all good and perfect, and then the Catholics are the seed of Satan. And then so they lie and say that I work for the Vatican, which is asinine, with no proof of that, and then say I never exposed the Vatican when we've done it for years and sold books that talk about it for years and had guests on for years. And then I make the point of the people call it threatening me, saying you better interview me or I'm going to expose you as a Vatican assassin. And then they spin that and edit it together where it sounds like I'm saying, if I don't talk about the Vatican, I'll be exposed as a Jesuit. Taking what I said out of context. I mean, just incredible deception. These people are so intellectually bankrupt. They are so deceptive. They are such liars. But the sick thing is, most of them aren't even government agents. That's what I have to come to grips with. It's how sick our society is. They've committed through jealousy and envy of our effectiveness to lie about us. And so they've said so many lies, they have to continue to lie about us because they can't admit they're wrong and have lied about good people. It is just so incredible to see the deception.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Jason Burmess will be with us in 1 hour. He's done a full analysis, watched it several times, the BBC disinfo piece. And the reason it's important is we're going to analyze how they deceive, how they lie, how they spin, just adding more guilt to the BBC and, of course, to the criminal elements of the military-industrial complex, the global crime syndicate that staged the attacks. He'll just be with us for one segment. We have the head folks who are organizing the Ron Paul March that is now coming up in just 4 days. Want to make sure everybody who's in that area of the East Coast can make it there. He'll just be joining us for 15 minutes at the start of the next hour. Then the local Ron Paul meetup group, they're getting involved. They're not just out campaigning for Ron Paul anymore. They're doing what I and many others have recommended. They're tackling police state, New World Order issues in their area. And the police chief, Ron Alzaveda, is taking a federal grant to forcibly, without real warrants, to take blood on the side of the road in the middle of the night with needles from U.S. citizens. Just absolute police state on steroids. And they're going down there to a police meeting tonight to, you know, get in his face through the First Amendment and let him know that we do not appreciate what they're up to. So we got three guests next hour. Then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us in the fourth hour. So in the first hour, I'm going to finish up on a bunch of news I've got to cover. Then we've got three guests in the second hour. In the third hour, I'm going to have open phones and a bunch of other news, and I want to play a clip of the Declaration of Independence with a bunch of prominent actors reading, and I think it's pretty powerful. That's about 10 minutes long. Got a bunch of audio clips I want to play, so that'll be a key hour in that third hour, and then, of course, that fourth hour with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts as we see the Republic unraveling at an accelerated pace. He's an economist, an accomplished best-selling author, and we always enjoy having him on with us. So that is coming up, always informative and very interesting, coming up with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics. Since I got off on to how we're being attacked, I mean, we are under attack. We need people's support like never before. I don't like going through all the ways that I have been attacked in the past and how we're currently being attacked, but the background noise or the chatter, the white noise, the fog of InfoWar that the enemy is putting up is intensifying, which of course lets us know that we're over the target. We have vicious hit pieces on CNN against us. We have vicious hit pieces on the History Channel against us, on the Discovery Channel, on BBC, on Sky Television, on Russian TV. We have hit pieces against us in local news around the country. We have every major cable news show from CNN to MSNBC to Fox saying we need to be arrested, need to be killed, need to be murdered, need to be taken to secret camps and tortured. Truth Rising, by the way, covers all of that. It shows the world who we really are. I mean, it's getting really bad. We've got the news saying that we bombed the, with no evidence, saying we're probably behind, you know, the 9/11 Truth Movement is probably behind the bombing of the Navy, Army, Marine recruiting station, Air Force recruiting station, which is the Armed Forces recruiting station, Joint Armed Forces recruiting station in Times Square. We have congressional hearings demonizing architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, putting their website up with Al-Qaeda training videos saying this group's with Al-Qaeda. Saying they need to be, have their free speech restricted. I mean, folks, we are in the very front lines of the fight for liberty and freedom. The terrorists know we're exposing them. The terrorists know that we are exposing them and having a big effect and are effective. And so they are pulling out all of the stops against us right now. And they're also using weak-minded people in our own movement. Last week I read part of the declassified Army field manual on COINTELPRO and disinformation, what they use in Latin America and in Eastern Europe, Southern Europe, and into Western Europe, into Italy. And it said in there, go in, discredit groups, make everybody infight, say everybody your agents, discredit the main leaders of the resistance to your operations, say they work for us, you know, say they work for the government. You've got to, you know, discredit them, get your, and they did the same thing with the Black Panthers. When they were a peaceful group setting up soup kitchens, telling the black community to get off welfare, to stick together, to be successful, to not use drugs that the man was shipping in, they went in and took over some of their leaders, got them to become violent, scared the other ones into becoming, you know, combative, and that's how they provocateured it and shut them down. It's the same thing. You had peace groups out in California during the Vietnam War. This has been declassified. The FBI would take control of the groups with infighting and then get part of the group to go to a meeting. They would detonate a stick of dynamite in a swamp. They would have the news there to report on it. They would then arrest hundreds of peaceful people saying they were involved. We've caught them provocateuring red-handed in Seattle in 99, in 2007, in Canada, in Ottawa, and the surrounding areas with the police caught red-handed, admitting they were attacking the other cops, posing as anarchists. I mean, these are the tactics they use. And agents stick out like sore thumbs. They tell you we don't have hope. They tell you there's agents everywhere. They tell you we can't affect change. They tell you that it's all lost. They attack whoever is most effective. You see, this is how you tell who the agents are. They attack whoever's bearing the best fruit, whoever's waking people up, whoever's energizing people to fight, whoever's covering large amounts of topics and issues and saying, leaderless resistance, don't take orders from headquarters, move forward, be out in the light of day, be bold. No, they tell you hide in the bushes. They tell you don't speak out. They tell you don't be prominent. They tell you creep around. They tell you be afraid. See, everybody isn't agents. There aren't many agents, okay? What they do is they put out disinfo on good people and then get other mockingbirds and other people to repeat what they're saying. And then the well-meaning people who don't have good discernment and who don't have a historical context who can't, you know, judge people by their fruits, you'll know them by their fruits, they then get into a paranoia and then start destroying their own movement from within, and then it creates a culture of fear where people are afraid to get into movements for liberty. You understand? I mean, these cops stand out like sore thumbs, but then sadly, you see the disinfo agents come in, and then you see the weak-minded people who then carry the ball for them. And we're going to see more of this. The globalists are desperate. They're scared. The good news is the liberty movement has exploded so fast. The awakening to the fact that the government's totally bought and paid for by foreign interest and completely intellectually bankrupt is now apparent. The Drudge Report is now linking to a major scientific poll showing less than 10% of the population approves of anything Congress is doing. It was 11% the last time they did the poll 6 months ago. Dick Cheney had a 10% approval rating. Congress had an 11% approval rating. It's now a 9% approval rating. And you can be assured that if you study the science of polling, and I've commissioned some polls, I've interviewed a lot of pollsters, I've studied the science a bit. I don't call myself an expert, but I am no more than the general public, that when a lot of people, when they're called with a controversial question, will try to side with the status quo, or they won't want to rock the boat. And even if they hate the government, a good percentage will still say, no, I approve of it. That's why whenever you had 2.5 years ago a Scripps Howard News Service scientific poll showing 36% believe the government carried out the attacks, and then polls a few months after said 54% believe the government carried out the attacks, and 82, 83, 84 is what most of the polls keep coming up with, believing there's a cover-up of 9/11, Angus and Reed, CNN, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, Mason-Dixon, 82, 83, 84, 83, 83, 84, 84. Just scores of polls showing that number now. Folks, you got to know that traditionally somebody calls up and says, do you think the government may be involved in the attacks or is covering it up? And to have even half of them, 54%, saying, yes, I do, historically, and I've had pollsters on the show that have agreed with this, top pollsters, you better believe that there's 25, 30% more conservatively who just went with the politically correct answer and didn't say what they really thought. You got to have angry people who are willing to tell a pollster on the telephone, yeah, I think the government's covering something up, or I think the government's involved, or I think the government blew up Building 7. So, folks, I mean, if we're getting between half and 80%, the polls vary widely, depending on how the questions are asked, but they're all over half now, you better believe it's at least 75% or so that are now believing it's an inside job, and the establishment's in trouble. But that isn't just evidence by polls. I've done thousands of radio interviews. And even in the early days, half the callers called in agreeing with me on shows that were attacking me. Radio shows that didn't agree with me. You would get around half the callers calling in and saying, well, they did carry out Oklahoma City, they did stage Gulf of Tonkin, they did attack the USS Liberty, and, you know, Oklahoma City was an inside job. I agree with Mr. Jones. I think they at least let it happen, maybe more. This would be on Denver stations, LA stations, New York stations, where the host would be attacking me for 1, 2, 3 hour interviews sometimes. And I'm talking 6 months, a year after the attacks, half the callers agreed. Then, about 4 years ago, 60, 70%. Now I go on shows and 90% will call in and agree with me, and the host will flip out. The host will hang up on me, and then I'll go listen to them online, and they'll be taking call after call and say, I'm changing subjects. It's a full moon. You people are nuts. Why do all my listeners believe this crazy man? Well, most people have read that the U.S. government released biological, chemical weapons on the U.S. public hundreds of times and have killed tens of thousands of us declassified. Most people now know they staged the Gulf of Tonkin, the attack on those ships, to get us into Vietnam. That's now admitted. A lot of people read the Chicago Tribune earlier this year where they declassified and the NSA admitted, yes, Israel knowingly attacked the ship and tried to blame it on Egypt. And they have the communiques, and it's admitted now. All the debunking discredited. It's now come out in major papers that the Southern Poverty Law Center was basically running, you know, their quote, informants were the heads of the Elohim City white supremacist compound. And all those supposed, you know, white supremacist lawyers and white supremacist Germans, they're feds, provocateurs, Asian provocateur. But they don't just go out and infiltrate groups. They create them and then have one of their sheep-dip special ops people who, in an affidavit, it's come out, Terry Nichols, yeah, he was special ops. Well, we already knew that separately. We got video of McVeigh at military bases. Got photos published right after the attacks, confirmed Camp Grouper in Oklahoma with the Ryder truck being loaded with fuel oil as a diversionary blast. I mean, they cooked these things at military bases. Cops flying over the base thought it looked weird and took a photo of it. Private Oklahoma detectives were flying, just, you know, amateur pilots, and said, my God, look, that looks weird. I'm taking a photo of that. They're loading fuel oil into that. I mean, you got cops 2 weeks before flying over as they're loading the truck who think it's interesting enough to take photos of it. That's in my film, America Destroyed by Design, released in 1997. Dangerous, murdering, cold-blooded, ruthless criminals run our society. They've hired high-tech with their unlimited funds. They print the money. High-tech think tanks and scientific bureaus to come up with ways to lie to us and brainwash us and dumb us down and mesmerize us with a flicker rate on TV and socially dumb us down, hitting us from every angle. And we're here fighting this. We're here exposing this. We're here putting it all on the line. How could anyone judge the fruits of what I've done and what my listeners have done? 8 to 9. You get different numbers from different people, but 8/10 of the time, 9/10 of the time, 8, 9 out of 10 people you talk to say, Alex Jones woke me up. 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 All my detractors, most of them aren't government agents. They're stupid. They were smart enough to figure out there was a new world order. They were smart enough to find my show and wake up. And the answer there for anyone who's attacking me is evident. I woke you up. I put you on the path to waking up to further things, but you weren't sophisticated enough to then not get suckered into COINTELPRO and to attack your daddy. But isn't that normal psychology, to attack the one that woke you up, to attack the one that started the wheels in motion to unlock your mind and to unlock your soul? But just because you have the discernment to know the government's corrupt and evil and hurting you, you don't have the discernment to realize that just because the mainstream media twists and spins, and most of them are just deceived, they're just mockingbirds, repeaters, repeating what they were told. They don't mean bad. They're caught up in the false paradigm. You're now doing that too, caught up in COINTELPRO. And I say this to you because it takes a lot to admit you're wrong. It takes a lot to admit when you've been conned, when you've been manipulated, instead of further pigheadedly, because I know most of you aren't government agents that attack me, further pigheadedly manufacturing, editing me together, lying about what I do, misrepresenting what I've said or done. All of you. The Israel controls it all lobby, the people that say I'm a Scientologist when I'm not, the people that say I'm, God, they say it all. And the point is it doesn't hurt Alex Jones. You think Alex Jones cares what people say about him? Talking about myself in the third person. Think Bob Dole cares? Do you think I really care? When I went on air day one and said it was an inside job and I said it beforehand? Do you think? No, I don't care what people individually think of me, but I do care when you take new minds that have been unlocked and direct them off into distractions and diversions and things that don't matter. Folks, we don't have time to screw around anymore. We don't have time to fight with each other anymore. We don't have time to chase our tails anymore. It's all coming down now. We're going into a depression, all the evidence shows. We're staring World War III in the face. And we need everybody we can exposing the New World Order now, not debating how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. We'll come back.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Well, we have a story for you, but you'll find it hard to believe. But before we get to it, let me say this. Mind-controlled people do not know they are mind-controlled. Deceived people do not know they are deceived. The story goes like this. The alien in your midst study your mind, your brain, and guess what they have found? You have two brains. Two brains. They have discovered one does one thing, the other another thing. And that's not all. That's not all there is to this story, bizarre as it may seem. They have developed a way to cause you to use only the one, or you might say one half of your brain they want you to use. Which half, and what does that half do in comparison to the other half? And how do they do it? How do they put you over on that half, and why? Well, that is quite a story, told at AnotherUntoldStory.com. Even if you only have, at this time, half a brain going for you, you will want to go to Another Untold Story and hear the whole story, the whole brainy story. It's in lecture form, and you'll learn how they do it, and how to undo it. It's quite a story. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
We are so close to fully discrediting the criminals that run our government. We are only one step away from educating a large segment of the population enough to save this country. That there is a shadow government operating, foreign multinational corporations, ruling roundtable directorates a planetary directorate, a supreme planetary directorate of elite families that are in control of our society. And we need to fully focus on defeating the North American Union, its transnafta highways that are to be used as corridors, control grids, taxation systems. We need to fully expose the fact that Iran is not developing biological weapons. It does not have nukes, as the media is again lying. The same media that lied about Iraq. We have the White House in Downing Street memos where they said they were going to lie. We have them premeditatedly lying. Both parties. We have to shatter the left-right paradigm. And back when I first started beating the drum of shattering the left-right paradigm 10 years ago, I mean, I would always say that the left and right were controlled by the same people, but I still kind of leaned towards the Republicans. I had to deprogram myself. I had to admit I was wrong. And that I was wrong about the Republicans being the lesser of two evils. Can you, Democrats, admit you were wrong? I mean, look at how Obama is tailor-made for you. He's got all this Marxist-Leninist connection. That makes the liberals happy, some of them. And then that enrages the right wing, who hates McCain and knows that he's not a true conservative. But now they will throw their weight behind him because Barack Obama, not only is he black and there's some lingering racism, but there's also the fact that he really does have horrible socialist policies that make the socialist policies of McCain look good. It's all tailor-made to bring you back into the left-right paradigm. Barack Obama, I've heard the internationalists say on the news and on Meet the Press and on NPR, oh, he's great because he brings people back into the system. He brings people back to the table, back together. No, it's good that the government's discredited. It's good. The founding fathers, the British, only had a minority of 25% that hated them. There were studies and reports and public opinion at the time. It was only about 4% of them that actually fought back. But we made this country. A minority didn't like British rule. A minority didn't like being slaves. But they were can-do people. Well, we have the majority now, 91% in major polls. It's out today. I'm going to go over it later. 91%. They now have single-digit support in the Congress, first time ever. Both parties? Well, of course, you got 90-plus percent don't want open borders. Both parties are for it. You got 80-plus percent don't want the war. Both parties are for it. You got 75-plus percent against gun control. Both parties are for it. You've got 90-plus percent in every poll that there's too much federal control locally. The government, both parties ignore it. Think how far we've come. I mean, just since I started beating on this and you started beating on this, it wasn't a dead horse. Now, they've gone where in the past you'd have one party with 45% approval rating, the other with 55% or so. It'd be the in party. They'd be the out party. People blame one part or the other. They now get it. For the first time ever, it isn't just both parties have negative approval ratings. They're all hated. They've got 9% of people that support them. The government is kaput. It's illegitimate. It's bankrupt. It's criminal. We are winning. Do you understand that? We should have good attitudes and realize that we're on the march. The empire's on the run. And we'll come right back right now with folks that are fighting back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got the folks briefly coming on from the Ron Paul Liberty March coming up in 4 days in D.C. Then Paul Davis from the Ron Paul Meetup Group in Austin. They are fighting valiantly against the warrantless, and we've had the head of the Texas Bar Association and others on, former head of the National Bar Association, by the way, saying these aren't real warrants. They're just rubber stamp, blank checks, police sucking blood on the side of the road. In some states, they just completely forego that and don't even have warrants, like Illinois. Then we've got coming up at the bottom of this hour for a segment. He's fully watched it repeatedly, written 5 pages of note. Jason Burmis will be debunking the 9/11 Building 7 debunking piece that aired 2 nights ago on the BBC. Very important to expose their attempted debunking for the fraud it is. Then Constitutional Party presidential candidate Chuck Baldwin will be joining us. And then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. So that is who we have coming on the broadcast with us today. I do want to spend a few minutes now encouraging all of you that do realize that truth is rising and that do realize that we're affecting change and that the New World Order is more and more on the run. I want to ask all of you out there to count the cost and realize the point in history you're at. None of us can sit on the fence. None of us can stand by idly. None of us can waver at this point. We need the full weight of free humanity against the machinery, the juggernaut that is the New World Order that we've already slowed and damaged and discredited, again, with Congress with less than a 10% approval rating, the president sitting now at below 20 points, the vice president in single digits. Both parties discredited. They can't play the tag team, you know, fake left-right, WWF staged event, theatrical thespian display anymore. The Shakespearean theater is over. And we've got Fox and CNN and MSNBC and CNBC demonizing 9/11 truthers, saying, arrest us, kill us, torture us, murder us. We've got Michael Reagan saying, I'll pay for bullets to kill people. You've got him advertising for murder. He doesn't get in trouble, but somebody makes a veiled threat on my website in a comment section, and the Secret Service was here today. You know, this is what we're facing. This is what we're dealing with. This is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get Truth Rising on DVD at InfoWars.com. You need to get as many copies on DVD as you can afford to support us. Make copies of those. Get them out to people. Download a high-quality DivX version at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a 15-cent-a-day membership, because it needs to be seen in high quality. It's on Google. It's on YouTube. We want it up there. We're happy to have it up there. We're advertising it's up there for free, but it looks like crap. We need the people, especially those that aren't woken up, to have the high-quality DVD in their hand. This film is excellent. The first responders are worth it. It covers their plight. It covers what 9/11 Truth is really about. It covers how it was an inside job, how it was done, and it covers the police state with police walking up and saying, your cameras are guns. We know they're not guns, but we're going to say they are. We know your bags aren't bombs, but we're going to say they are, and you're going to go to prison for terrorism. Now stop protesting, or we're going to send you to jail for terrorism. And the plainclothes guys direct the police, and they grab them and grab their cameras, and the cops and say, yes, these are weapons. This camera's a weapon. This is what our country's turned into. Infowars.com is the attack coordinates online. Get the DVD. Download it right now in high quality at prisonplanet.tv, ultra high quality, or call toll free to get the film, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Get the new film today. Do not wait. Truth Rising. We've got to get it out to everybody to stop the next staged event. We'll come back with the big Ron Paul March.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I said a few days ago I was going to read the Declaration of Independence on air. What I'm going to do instead is play a YouTube clip I found with a bunch of prominent actors. Mel Gibson, you name it, reading the Declaration of Independence. I want to play that. We got Chuck Baldwin coming on next hour for 30 minutes. I'm going to play that clip and get into some other issues. We have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us in the fourth hour as well today. We've got another guest coming up in about 10 minutes. Again, fighting the blood-taking that's going on by the police here in Austin and across the country. Major new precedent being set there. Also, with a Ron Paul meetup group, exactly what we should be doing. Organizing these different cadres across the country, thousands of them, millions of people, to go out and fight globalist agenda. It's just beautiful what's happening. But right now, Brian Simon is on with us. He's with RevolutionMarch.com, and they've got maps and directions and the speaking itinerary of who is going to be there. It is quite a lineup, and they're going to have a book signing event. It's going to be very, very exciting. A lot of people need to show up to this. It's 4 days away. It's coming up on the 12th of July in D.C., and so we go to Brian Simon right now, who is the chairman of the Revolutionary March. Brian, thanks for coming on with us.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on and tell everybody about this event.
You bet. Tell us where it's being held, why it's being held, and why it's so important.
Well, the march is being held. I do believe we're starting down by the Washington Monument. Bring up the notes here. And then we're going to march over to the actual Capitol, the West Lawn of the Capitol, where we're going to hold a rally. So the march starts on the northeast lawn of the Washington Monument, and we'll march down Constitution Avenue to the rally point on the West Lawn of the Capitol. And the biggest reason the event's being put together and why it's so important is after Super Tuesday, my friend and I, we were just wondering, you know, we thought there was going to be some momentum lost in this freedom movement with the way Super Tuesday turned out for Dr. Paul. So we wanted to find a way to hopefully unify everybody, keep everybody together, let them know that just because Super Tuesday didn't go our way or the primaries necessarily didn't go our way, that there's still a lot of people for this voice of freedom to be heard, and you're not alone out there. So this was at a big event. You know, most rallies and marches are an anti-something, you know, anti-war, you know, anti-legislation for whatever, gun control or things like that, which aren't necessarily bad.
This is a pro-liberty and freedom, pro-republic rally.
That's correct. Yes, it is. And to restore the Constitution, we really like the message that Dr. Paul was delivering and how he inspired so many people. So we just kind of wrapped this all up and tried to deliver the same message, get a lot of speakers and stuff there that can speak about the issues that come up so much lately in this country, like the North American Union, of course, tax laws, as we all know and feel about the income tax and the IRS. So we were trying to line this up and all the issues that were important to the movement. Get them out there, get people talking about it, and basically just make this a fun family event where people can get more educated and hopefully recruit more people into the movement as well.
Run down the itinerary of the speakers you've got. It's quite a list.
Yeah, we do have a great list of speakers, and I do want to thank them. Almost all of them have agreed to show up and do it without any kind of compensation in any way. So we're really appreciative to all the speakers who have done that. But what we have real quick is we have Tom Molin. He's actually a private citizen. He wrote this really important letter we thought needed to be heard, so we're giving him a few minutes to do that. After that, we have G. Edward Griffin. I'm sure everybody in the movement's heard of him. And then we have Charles Goyette, Bob Schultz, Marcy Brooks. She was the juror in the Freedom to Fascism video. Thomas E. Woods, Jr., Naomi Wolf, Jack McLam, Howard Phillips, Terry Hall, Jim Guest, Jeff Lewis, Michael Scheuer, Adam Kokesh, and Chuck Baldwin, and then, of course, our keynote speaker is Dr. Ron Paul.
Fantastic lineup. For those that don't have Internet access, are there any phone numbers they can call for details, or do you want to go over the itinerary and the times one more time for people?
We are setting up an actual hotline that we will publish for people to get information. We're working on that. Gary Franchi with Restore the Republic is helping us set that up. And so we will publish a number, and we can shoot that out to you once we have it for everybody to get the details of that. But basically, for the march details, we're assembling at 9:30 in the morning at the northeast lawn of the Washington Monument. We're trying to get everybody assembled there. The actual march will begin at 10:30 a.m., so we have an hour window there to get everybody assembled and in line and ready to go. The rally will start at about 11 a.m. There might be a little bit of delay with the stage and setup because of all the restrictions that the permit makes us go through. You would be surprised on how hard it's been to exercise our First Amendment with putting this event together. But the rally will
Well, that's because a permit turns a right into a privilege, as you know, and they're busy all over the country. Now they're saying you can't talk to people on the street without a permit in major cities. I mean, individually, talking isn't going to be allowed now. I have a mainstream news report on that in Philadelphia, namely. So things are deteriorating fast.
That is true. It's very true. And we hope that this event will make the really loud voice of freedom to be heard so everybody knows that we really want freedom and not all these government controls. But to do this right and make it a peaceful event, we did have to go through all the red tape that is required of it. So, like I said, the rally will begin at about 11 a.m., maybe 11:30, depending on how everything goes with the setup. And we also have three bands, Mark Sebelia, Poker Face, and Jordan Page. They will be performing for the entertainment side of this event. And all three bands, if you haven't heard of them, are really great and are really involved in this movement. Mark Sebelia has been doing the Freedom Tour, touring around the country, doing concerts for free just to spread this message of freedom. So he'll be joining us there as well at the event during this Freedom Tour, and we're really looking forward to that.
Okay, well, the website's revolutionmarch.com, and Brian Simon, I want to check back in with you while the rally is going on and, of course, in the build-up to it one more time, and we really appreciate your dedication. All of us doing little things, and you're doing a big thing together, we can certainly bring down this new world order and restore our republic. So thank you so much for spending time with us.
Alex, thanks for having me on, and I do want to thank GCN Live for their sponsorship of this event as well. Ted Anderson has been great in working with us, and we really thank you and everybody over there for participating and help us. And you are always invited to come down and broadcast from the event. The soundboards will be set up.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to let all you folks, all you other great people, do that, and I'll just be supporting it from afar right here in my little command hovel. But thank you for the invite, Brian. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You bet. Take care. Okay, speaking of the devil, speaking of going out of town, I am going to attend 9/11/2008. Okay, it's the seventh year. They blew up Building 7. It's the seventh year. The enemy is imploding. Their lie, their fraud is falling apart. And you know what? I frankly am not a wanderlust, except for tourism. I like to go see museums and monuments, and I like to travel and take my time. I do not enjoy going to New York and being yelled at and screamed at by police worse than any third world country or even communist China. I mean, they just have total disgust for the public in New York. And I've even had cops call in. I've had Austin cops in person tell me they've gone to tourism to New York and had cops come over and scream at them. It's the same thing in D.C. now. They're there to let you know you're scum. I am not looking forward to going there, but you should experience it. You should see it for yourself. And I am not looking forward to going to the DNC, but let me announce, Jason Burmes was going to pull up stakes because by the last week of August, he will be completely done with Fabled Enemies, the cover, the DVD authoring. All of that will be done. He's going to stay a few extra days. He will be here the entire week of the 24th through the 28th, that Monday through that Thursday, into that Friday. And then he's going to got another wedding to go to in New York. And so he's going back to New York, then we'll hook back up with him and the guys up in New York. Now, New York is 98%. I'm definitely going to the DNC. I'm definitely going to cover the DNC because I'm not speaking. There's not events I'm going there for. I'm going there to cover this historical event with their microwave guns and their sound cannons and the riot police, and to document the agent provocateurs. We know they're in place. We know they've already been recruiting to carry out operations because they don't just want to have cops. They got caught just a few months ago, obviously, in Canada. They want to have useful idiots on the payroll under them. We've caught them in other cities. I need to be there. And I am not looking forward to that, I assure you. But the reason I'm definitely going to the DNC is this. I get invited places. It's always the same. And I promote it. And then I get there, and it's like a free-for-all. You know, the audience is on the radio. The audience is on the web. That's where you reach millions of people every day. But there's a primitive thing with a lot of activist groups that they think rallies and getting a few thousand people together, I mean, they go nuts when they see a crowd. It's like a primitive dominance thing of wanting to get in front of the crowd and speak. I actually, though I'm quite an orator, I've been told, by folks that do it professionally, I'm just, you know, I guess a natural, if you want to call it that. I don't enjoy crowds. I don't enjoy speaking to crowds. I don't like it. Every time I get invited to a 9/11 event, I get there, and then there's 50 people jumping in front of me trying to keep me from speaking. And I just don't care. See, so that's the thing. I'm like, okay, well, I just won't go. How's that sound? And then no one can be there, and you can have a... I love these Patriot meetings where you have 15 wannabe leaders all meeting to speak to each other, and then no one's there because they have no following, because they're not aggressive, they don't energize people, they don't have the right attack plan against the New World Order. But I love Luke. I love We Are Change. I love what they're doing, and they've assured me that any events that I come to and jam-pack will not be hijacked.
But they're such nice guys, that probably will happen anyway. So doesn't matter. I'll be there at least to cover things. Probably. I mean, 90-something percent. I really don't want to go, but I need to go because it's historical. All right, when we get back, we're going to go to Austin, Ron Paul meetup group, who is really taking action and getting something done, and we absolutely love it. We'll be talking to them. They are fighting hardcore classical tyranny. Stay with me.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why, what's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Paul Davis, one of the organizers of the Ron Paul meetup group here in Austin, Texas. and they are doing yeoman's work. They got a call to action. The Austin Campaign for Liberty Group, Police Commanders Forum. They're going to have a public police peace officer meeting tonight. And think of it, the Orwellian nature. Think of the Nazis on trains, or hearing the Nazis would take blood at checkpoints, those dirty Nazis. Or if the Soviets would have done that, they even take blood, but they say it's for people's best interest. Oh, yeah, right. Americans would say no to it, but federal grants, federalizing, to have them warrantlessly in many areas of the country. Here they get fake blank warrants, just like the FISA court, that are totally false. And there's a meeting coming up tonight. We've covered the KXAN TV report on it. I hope Austinites go down there. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Just show up. Paul Davis, tell us about this.
Yes, Alex. Well, thanks for having me, man. Yeah, tonight at the Mexican-American Cultural Center, the address for that is 600 River Street here in Austin. They're going to have this police commanders forum. And when I called, they said that the topic was how to implement better communication between APD and community organizations. So this would be a perfect time for us to come up there en masse and tell them how we feel about this crap.
Absolutely, Shay. Number one, you don't like your tax money being taken and them running checkpoints. Plus, the head of the Texas Bar has come out publicly and said that these aren't real warrants. These are just blanket, mass warrants. And the fact that, police don't want to be handling blood, police don't want to have the liability, a hemophiliac could bleed to death, and that the police union, I would take the thing of being friendly to the police, because they're not the ones, they're being ordered to carry this out. Now, once they do it, they're hardcore criminals. And it's hardcore crime to suck people's blood, okay? And just tell them that federalization's wrong, it's all wrong, and that you're against it. Give them that address again.
All right, it is 600 River Street here in Austin. It's that new Mexican-American Cultural Center that's right there kind of off of Cesar Chavez in that area.
Can you imagine if they had a German-American Culture Center in Austin?
Right.
Side issue. They teach at the Black Cultural Center and the Mexican-American Culture Center is, and I've been down there, Aztec murals, evil whitey, the U.S. belongs to you, get him, and it's all government-funded, of course. It's a government. It's globalist and wants to break the country up. But everybody should go to that. Everybody should go there. See, in multiculturalism teaches us not to trust each other, to see our differences, and I have the Ford Foundation and Carnegie Endowment documents on that, and we've covered them. It's to make us, meanwhile, if you're at the Mexican-American Center, bring up, if you're Hispanic especially, hey, why do we have so many Planned Parenthoods to kill our Latino babies? Why don't our Latino leaders speak out about how Margaret Sanger said we had to be exterminated? Why do my Mexican leaders act like they care about my raza, but really they let the extermination operations be carried out against me? You see, the evil gringo Alex will try to not get you killed, but I'm already digressing. I apologize. Tell me about the Ron Paul local meetup group in Austin. I love the fact that you guys and gals are taking on the New World Order.
Oh, big time. I tell you, Alex, when Ron Paul was running, we all had our hopes. We were working tirelessly to get him elected. But in some way, and I think you'll know what I mean by this, I was looking forward for that part to be over with so we can get into this phase, which is the real revolution that was going to take place after this is over. And so that's what we're trying to do here. There's a lot of coalitions that are coming together here in Austin from bipartisan groups. We just want to deal with the Austin corruption. First and foremost, we're tackling the stop domain subsidies, the toll roads, and all of that as well. But we want to make our presence known here in Austin and just all
We need to energize your group. You're a great group. Tell folks how they get involved.
Well, first of all, you should go to www.ronpaul.meetup.com and then the /14. So it's ronpaul.meetup.com/14. And like you said, we've changed the name of that to the Campaign for Liberty just to keep it with that national coalition. And, yeah, man, we have a lot of things in the works just to keep the heat on these criminals.
Absolutely. One more time, what time tonight and where to go let the local federal minions know that we don't want to see them coming at us with a needle in the dark of the night.
Yeah, 6 o'clock this evening at the Mexican American Cultural Arts Center, 600 River Street, here in Austin. And let me tell you, you know, people might not know, but even the Austin Police Association has issued a comment about this, that they have issues and concerns. So we need to jump on this. So everybody come out and let's just let them know how
we feel. Stay there. I want to hear more about that comment from them. Yeah, cops, you're going to run into resistance. You know it. You're going to pull a needle out on the wrong person, and it's going to get bad for you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv for viewers. We'll keep rolling for Chuck Baldwin and then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Burmese is going to be in studio for a segment or so on BBC Hit Piece. Edit Silverstein comments in Dirty Trick Scam. And we'll put that article up on screen for everybody. And this is only one facet of it. Watching this last night, every 30 seconds had total disinfo, total lies, total fraud. There's no way this guy couldn't know what he was doing. There's no way making a film about Building 7 that you couldn't know what it was. Unless the person is just in abject denial, you know, to the level of some guy walks in and his wife is in bed, was hypothetical, with another man in the act with no sheets over him, and he sees the full, you know, penetration, I hate to get graphic here, and just says, you know what, that's not sex. Hello, honey. And they're there going after it, and he just walks by and, you know, gets a glass of water out of the refrigerator by the bed and, you know, just says, well, honey, I'll see you in a little while. I'm going out to play golf. It's just getting to the point where it's mind-blowing. Back to, I'm sorry for that analogy. I'm out of control, and I apologize deeply. And I will not do it again. Paul Davis, one of the chief organizers, taking action. Ron Paul meetup here in Austin. I can't tell you how excited I am to see the fact that at universities and in major cities and small towns, the meetup groups, in some cases with thousands of members, are just taking to the streets for 9/11 truth, fighting the North American Union, fighting against land grabs, fighting against attacks on free speech. I mean, this is exciting, not just letting, you know, this huge grassroots movement dissipate, but actually in some areas growing right now. And yes, I'd seen that the police department a few days ago said, look, we've got concerns. We don't like this. Again, go to the police and say, come on, shake yourself, splash some water on your face. You know, it's in the name of goodness. Now they want to put Toyota and Ford, say, by 2011, all cars will have breathalyzers. And then you'll get a false alarm, and it calls the police on you, and they come via the cell phone that's built into your OnStar-type system. I mean, this is Big Brother. This is not about stopping drinking or drunk driving. I mean, again, the illegal aliens are above the law, and they don't get arrested for drunk driving. Tell us, again, for those that don't know, the Austin Police Department doesn't like this, and this is nationwide. The feds are doing this grant to get you used to guys in uniforms carrying out medical procedures on you. This is getting you ready for forced inoculations. Go ahead.
Yeah, here in the KXAN article, it talks about it, that the Austin Police Association has concerns about it, issues and concerns. Of course, it says they're not ready to take a position on the issue. But, you know, civil rights groups are speaking out about this. There's even officers within the police department that are like, whoa, man. So it's coming from every side on this. I mean, this is just crazy.
Well, it certainly is, and I hope a lot of people come out there tonight at 6 o'clock. And, of course, the police will babble for 30 minutes and then take questions. And the community leaders will have to sit up there and drone and try to keep their slaves in line. But it'll finally be the time for the slaves to be able to speak to the godmen and just let the godmen know that they're helping destroy the republic and that they better not be a part of this criminal operation. Again, give out the address for the Ron Paul meetup group here in Austin.
It is ronpaul.meetup.com with the /14, number 14.
Good to have you on, Paul. Appreciate it. Call tomorrow, or let me get you on for 5-10 minutes tomorrow to give us a report on what happened.
I'll do it, brother.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Okay, again, we have Chuck Baldwin, presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, coming up. We will also ask him about being a pastor, being approached by the feds to help with the FEMA Roundup plans. You know, he talked about that, too, before that was in the news. Now that's in the news. I'm going to bring that up to Chuck Baldwin as well. And then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. For the rest of the hour, I want to talk 9/11. And before we get into the BBC's ridiculous falling flat on their face story, Jason, Truth Rising is out. And I want everyone to get it. The DVD is out, ladies and gentlemen. It is a absolute must-see. You saw us for months while you've been here working, finishing the film. I want you, in your own words, because I know you're a big fan of it behind the scenes, to describe what this film covers, because it isn't just about 9/11 truth. It isn't just about the police state. It isn't just about how the government staged the attacks. I mean, it's more than that. It shows a revolution against tyranny. It shows how we're being demonized. I mean, this is really a testament to who we are, to also protect the 9/11 truth movement, and to basically set bushfires in the minds of men, as Thomas Jefferson said. Burmese, your take on it?
Yeah, man, it shows the power of one person and then us grouping together and going against that which some seem to think is impossible, but it's not. These are human beings that we're confronting. It shows that no matter what echelon of power you're at in government or media, you too can be brought to justice. And it just shows me hope for our next generation as Luke Radowski, yourself, We Are Change, Colorado, Minnesota, Student Scholarship 9/11 Truth, all go after these guys, man. It's just so heartening to see them being called on their lies. I mean, Willie Brown being confronted about his San Francisco Chronicle early warning article. For instance, Gary Hart being confronted on his New World Order comments. I mean, this film is huge, and it really, like I said, I hope the sequel is Truth Revolution, and we even take it a step further, Alex, and I know we can. And this movie really, I mean, it shows how the cops want to set us up. It shows them actually trying to say that Luke is a terrorist just to get him to stop using his free speech, you know? like it says on the tagline there, you know, watches the global elite tremble before the power of free speech. Because it's true. I mean, they expect us all to be asleep, Alex, and they know damn well, especially with the Secret Service being here today, you know, that we are having an effect and that they're not untouchable anymore. I mean, how many times has Bill Clinton now been confronted about 9/11? It's unsurmountable. And Bill Clinton wasn't the president when 9/11 happened. That shows that people are also waking up to the false left-right paradigm. It's just amazing, and I think it's so encouraging, and I've seen so many positive reviews, and, you know, like, the student scholars loved it. They thought it was a great piece. It's really helping the first responders. It shows how the EPA lied about the air quality, because these guys lie on so many levels. You know, they're really just out there for power and trying to make a buck, and they'll screw us over, Alex. You know, we are sheeple, chattel to them, and it's very unfortunate that more people don't realize that.
Well, Jason, I also just want to say concerning Truth Rising that I personally have made several trips to New York for free, flown up there, put on events, and helped raise in one event $14,000 for the first responders. And I mean, I donated my time, my airline tickets. It cost me just to get my guys up there for 4 days and pay for all their hotels and pay the crew and everything about $10,000. And then we got out of that $14,000 donated to them. This really is trying to help them and truly tell their story. That's about a third of the film, intermixed with all the information of Inside Job and the police state, and then who we are, the 9/11 Truth Movement, fighting for everybody. Because if we allow the globalists to continue to stage events, they're going to win. We have to expose the problem-reaction-solution system, how they stage the events. That is so key. And finally, the term Inside Job, false flag, self-inflicted wound, is now in the nomenclature. It's now being used. It's now being understood. We're being attacked by all the big guns, international media, national media. I mean, we really are having a huge effect right now. And so just for all of our safety, this film needs to be big. So everybody get it at InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139 to get your copy of that or Endgame or any of the other films. And please, I want you to get this DVD, folks, that I'm showing you on the TV program right now for PrisonPlanet.tv, folks. And I want you to get this DVD that is so high quality, so well done, and I want you to get it out to everybody. This film needs to be seen in its highest quality from the DVD. We have really good high quality up on PrisonPlanet.tv, but it's still nothing like the DVD. So get this DVD in your hands and get it out to everybody, because this is a life and death situation. They would have already staged more attacks if we hadn't done what we've already done. And I wanted to put all of 9/11 Truth in the film. I wanted to put everybody in all the confrontations. A few people have said, hey, we sent you footage. Why isn't our confrontation in there? Folks, just watching the hundreds of hours, there's only three of us that worked on this film. I mean, hundreds of hours, that took months and months, and then more would come in as fast as we got it. We appreciate all of you. We appreciate everybody. But again, it isn't just about how you confronted the politicians. It's about exposing what they did. It's about helping the first responders. So I've been a little bit shocked by some people that have said, well, I wanted to be in your film, or why didn't you use my stuff? Look, we're not perfect. You know, we try our best. I wanted to have more extras to have it all in there, but then we ran out of time on that. I mean, we just finished this thing about 3 weeks ago. Yeah, it was actually, 3 weeks ago, it went to be printed, it got made, and 2.5 weeks later, late last week, we got these in. I mean, we did it by the skin of our nose. We were uploading it last Wednesday and Thursday before it came out on Friday to the PrisonPlanet.tv servers. I mean, folks, we're not God. We're not perfect. We can't, and I've never had a film this positively received. I mean, usually they're about 90% positive. This has been like 98% positive. But still people are saying, well, there's not enough about this or not enough about that. Try making a film first. You know, this is not what you, I mean, you know, it's hard, folks. I mean, it's at least for us. I mean, you may be superhuman. But I do want to say that, the reason I don't want this film to be criticized is it's for the first responders. Jason?
And it's the most positive, upbeat film you've ever done ever. It's a totally different style. I mean, let's face it. The films you make are really heavy material. They're scary stuff.
Very dark.
Yeah, very, very dark. And some people ask me about that sometimes, and I'm like, are you looking at the actual information? This is dark information. Wake up. It's got to be scary. But this shows...
Yeah, they think putting the info out, like, made it happen, brought it into reality. It's already there.
Yeah.
We're trying to show you.
Yeah, we're trying to explain to you, yeah, this is scary. Now, this is what you can do, and this is the film that shows you what you can literally do. You can pick up a camera. You know, they're a couple hundred bucks now at Walmart, and you can be...
the media.
Well, people also second guess how when a politician ignores them, then they start shouting it. The whole point is getting taking over a Bill Clinton speech or a Barack Obama speech and having them respond to 9/11 Truth to get headlines so people know there's a social consciousness that's being raised. And I love these armchair quarterbacks that do say, they didn't do it right. I would have done it this way. Well, listen, jackass. This is life and death. You try having cops try to plant bombs on you. You get up off your butt, and you go out and do something.
Yeah, go ahead. You can do it your way any time, any way you want to do it. I mean, I'm just saying this. You know,
and by the way, that's not just a challenge to throw it back in your face. I mean, we need you to take action. Yeah. We need you to do a better job. I bet there's a lot of filmmakers. I know there's a lot of Hollywood directors listening to this show. Hey, let's see you do something. I bet you'll do a better job than me. And you know what? I'll be promoting it. This is life and death for me, folks. This isn't about grandstanding and being a movie director and I'm Alex Jones and people like me. Frankly, I don't want to live out on a ranch somewhere and never see anybody. I don't, frankly, like people. I don't, frankly, want to hang around with you. You understand? I don't, frankly, want you knowing who I am.
Well, I'm with you, Alex. You know, I got a little private area in New York, too, and I like just hanging back. But again, you know, if you want to beg your murderers to tell you the truth, you're very naive, in my opinion. You know, and that's what I really hate when I see these message boards. Oh, we need to not shout at these people. Well, if they're not going to address us in a civil manner, when we address them in a civil manner and they're not going to be truthful, you're damn right we need to get in their face. You're damn right we need to yell at them.
And well, and the most of the time we're yelling, it's because citizens and cops are grabbing our hair.
Or stealing our signs or accusing us of attacking cripples. It's just insane, Alex. Insane.
Well, you know, it's the old saying of I complained that I had no shoes till I saw a man who had no feet. Well, the other cliche is, and it's a canard, but it's true, go ahead and walk a mile in our shoes, Bubba. You know, I love all the armchair quarterbacks that gripe about this person or that person or this film or this or that. Hey, folks, we're in a life and death situation. I mean, have you noticed we're going into what could be a hardcore depression with a spoiled, rotten public? It's going to blow up. I mean, have you noticed they're getting ready to attack Iran? This isn't a game. Okay, the time to infight. I mean, I used to even criticize David Icke. You know what? Buried the hatchet, had him on. Said I was sorry because, you know, a lot of what he says is true and good. And I just want to get along with everybody. Our enemy's the New World Order. We're going to move forward.
Absolutely. And he brings people into the picture, no matter, you know, how wacky some of the theories can be at the end. You know, I really enjoy his stuff on frequencies and all that. And, I mean, he's dead on about the royal family. He knows about the secret societies, false flag terror.
How the news media works. Okay, let's stop there. Jason Burmes. All right. Jason Burmes is in studio with us. And he has had a chance to fully, repeatedly watch the latest BBC hit piece. And I had a chance to watch it last night. Every minute or so, I had to stop it and was shaking my head, just when I think I can't be amazed, at the disinfo. There's an article up on PrisonPlanet.com right now that only covers, I'd say, 2% of the baloney. And this one article is devastating to them. How they would edit Silverstein out to say, we gave the order to pull it, and then they'd cut to somebody saying, the firefighters, instead of, and then we watch the building come down. Or they would edit Barry Jennings, or they would, they would not show the BBC news clip in full where they're saying Building 7 has fallen, it fell in its own footprint. They would just say what she said. I mean, folks, and that's only one facet. In this segment, the next, and then the third segment before our next guest comes on, you've got 5 pages of notes. Try to quickly go through those, and then at the end, I'm going to comment on it, Jason.
All right. Well, let's start with Barry Jennings, first of all. Now, they bring Barry in very, very early, and they totally misrepresent his timeline. For instance, they go with the official version every time. In other words, Barry didn't get there until both planes had hit the World Trade Center. You watch our interview? No, he got there after the first plane hit. He was in the building prior to the second plane hit. But that's important because they need their lying timeline to say that they evacuated the OEM after the second plane hit the World Trade Center. They also make it look like Barry Jennings was absolutely alone. Now, we know that Michael Hess was with him, and that's the City Corporation Council. Now, they actually even did a reenactment of what he did, and they don't let Barry say when he gets there or how he got up there. They manipulate his statements. On top of that, Alex, when he talks about the explosion on the sixth floor, all they let him say is the landing gave way. In other words, they don't let him talk about the explosion, and then they immediately go to the North Tower just fell. So they don't even let him tell his side of the story. They just say, no, That failed.
These are very tight edits.
Very tight edits.
Very tight to distort what's been said. And we're video editors. We know when we put out the Barry Jennings, it was big, long clips with this very distorted.
Absolutely. And they actually did a reenactment. You know, that was the only part where there was an actual reenactment. So they gloss over the fact that he's with Michael Hess. They gloss over his timeline. They gloss over the fact that he says that he was in the building when both towers fell on that eighth floor after the explosion, which was an explosion inside the building.
That is key. There was an explosion before Tower 1 or 2, the North or South Tower, fell, and they all slickly edited that so that you don't get that.
Absolutely. All right, let's move on to other facets of this total hit piece. For instance, they say that Building 7 took a direct hit. Now, they do actually show the video inside Building 7 that we have, where they go up the escalator, but then they cut away and they say that it showed massive damage on the south side of the building. No, it didn't. There were a couple of doors that were blown out. That was it.
And they don't, blown out, not in, and they don't show the massive damage.
No, absolutely, because there is no massive damage.
We have the footage, yes.
Yes. Another dirty trick that they played is that they said that they had new photographs and they had this photographer there. Now, they don't have the photograph scanned in, so they don't edit. They literally have the guy holding the photograph, and they kind of zoom in on it, shaky cam. And it
Which makes it even more deceptive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay there. I want to get to this when we get back, folks. I mean, I think they've completely blown it. I mean, what they've produced will create 1,000 times more questions. It's like they wanted to act suspicious and deceptive. It's almost like they're on our side, but we know they're not. It's just the enemy. That's who they've got. Is these quacks, these nobodies. I mean, these guys, they're charlatans. We'll be right back with Jason Burmes as we debunk the pathetic debunkers.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press. Written by patriots, for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Quite some time, I've been sitting it out. I was shaking my head last night, physically, just laughing. And I kept pausing it and saying, is this really happening? Is this what they're doing? Editing what Larry Silverstein had to say, editing what Jennings had to say, cutting everything short, distorting. That's why they lost all credibility. That's why the mainstream media is imploding. That's why Congress has less than a 10% approval rating for the first time in its history. It's over. I mean, this makes the discrediting of the government under Nixon look like child's play. The people know you're murdering criminals. The people know you carried out the attacks. And your little hitmen, your little hatchet men, your little media intellectual prostitutes aren't going to get you out of it. There's nothing you can do. Berman's continuing with the incredible disinformation frenzy that we were witnessing.
Yeah, so we're talking about this supposed new picture. Now, as they're showing it, and again, it's not scanned in.
They won't scan it in. It's a shaky...
It's a shaky handy cam. The guy's holding it and pointing. It does not match up with the famous Popular Mechanics photo that they're the only ones that had with this side of the building heavily damaged. Doesn't match up with it at all.
And let's be clear, that building is gray when 7 was brick red. I remember when I first saw that in the magazine, I was standing in the grocery store. I had heard it was coming out. I went to get one, and I was going, my God, that's a gray building. That's the World Financial Center across the street. Oh. I mean, these people. Going to continue.
All I can say is that it definitely didn't match up with this photograph with the supposed maximum damage and scooping out. Now, let's get to Silverstein for a second. Now, they go over the Pullet comment, but then they edit out the second half where he says, and we watched the building collapse. Now, this is what I thought was interesting. They mentioned that it was to pull the firefighters, right? And they kind of back him up on that. But then they go to Daniel Nigro, and they ask Daniel Nigro if they would have conferred with Larry Silverstein to pull the firefighting operation. He's like, no. He's like, we don't need to take orders from Larry Silverstein to move our firefighters in and out. So they basically debunked the fact that him saying pull the firefighters was real, but then they didn't make it a point. They just kind of moved on. In other words, they didn't stop.
It's a whitewash. It's kind of like the Australian news is saying it was a plan to kill 200 of our troops. The U.S. wanted to nerve gas them, and we said no. And they say it might have been illegal to kill them. But then here in the U.S. and England, they did it. You know, but still, it kind of just puts it out there like, well, there was a plan, but we didn't do it. Meanwhile, there's all these reports where they did do it in other nations. So it's all just kind of a getting it out in the open. Now, the important area to all of this is that the official reports admit the firefighters were pulled out early in the morning before the other towers fell. We've got Giuliani admitting that with Peter Jennings and later lying and saying he didn't say it. Then the tapes were later brought out on NBC News. So, again, in every case, they're lying. Now they're basically coming back in this piece and not getting into the fact that officially the firefighters were pulled before the Tower 1 or 2 fell, many hours before they claim they pulled them at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Absolutely. And let me say this. They actually did show the thermal imagery. Now, they didn't mention molten metal at all. Now, they say 5 days later that the thermal imagery proved, Alex.
How about 5 weeks?
Was it 5 weeks?
It was week after week.
Well, yeah. No, but I mean the five day satellite shots. They admitted that was 747 degrees Celsius. Now they say 747 degrees Celsius because the normal person hears that it was thousands of degrees hot in the World Trade Center, but that's Fahrenheit, folks. Okay, so they confuse it there and they gloss over that. They don't talk about molten metal. Then they say that the upper floors were engulfed in flames. Okay, of World Trade Center Building 7.
But we have the new NIST report saying they were isolated.
I know. Again, total. They don't bring the NIST report in until the last 10 minutes of the film. The last 20 is a total debunk love fest, by the way.
Yeah, we're cult members.
Oh, God. Oh, it's a religion, Alex. You know, it's not hardcore scientific fact. Apparently, we worship something.
Yeah, we don't have all these physicists and engineers and scientists and underwriting laboratory engineers who were fired for not shutting up. Mm-hmm. You know, they wanted to be fired for this imaginary religion 5 years ago.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, Kevin Ryan, he just, and the professors, they all wanted to be fired. Yeah. And
Stephen Jones wanted to retire early.
Yeah, because of the religion of 9/11. No, it's their religion. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jason, you got 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Start back at the first, run through all the basic points that we detailed, and get into the new ones as quickly as possible.
All right. They edited Barry Jennings' statements to seem like he was there after the second plane strike, after the building had officially been evacuated, and that he was alone and not with Michael Hess. They also tried to say that he did not step over bodies, even though they did play the clip of Dylan playing the clip saying he did step over bodies in that building. On top of that, they showed this photograph very shakily saying that it proved that the building was heavily damaged. It did not match up in any way, shape, or form with the supposed Popular Mechanics photograph. Okay, on top of all of that, they had to also admit that Reuters is the one that put out that press release that Building 7 came down, the official version, by the way.
And we asked them for months, and they said we were harassing them. Tell us what newswire you got it off of, because we could tell CNN and BBC both reported the same thing. Somebody false scripted and gave them that, and that's who we have to go after.
Absolutely, and they gloss over that fact too, just like they gloss over the fact that Daniel Nigro admits that Silverstein would have had no input whatsoever in pulling the firefighter.
And they also edit down what she had to say that was incredibly suspicious.
Yeah, well, of course, we're all conspiracy theorists. It's ruined her life. God forbid we ask questions.
Yeah, they personalize it. We're victimizing people.
Now, with some of the new stuff, when they actually got into the NIST report, for instance, NIST admitted that they had no steel from 7 to work with, and it was all a computer model. All right, so how are they able to even hypothesize that this was all due to regular office fires, which is what they're putting out? That was the last 10 minutes of the thing. Of course, it's going to be that. They went and saw.
But Underwriting Laboratories did real steel models of Tower 1 and 2 and found fires couldn't do it.
No, absolutely not. They subjected them to longer and hotter fires, and the building models only sagged. And these were
massive.
Oh,
but that's part of our false religion, reading the Underwriting Laboratories report. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Again, they end it with the religion angle, and they have one firefighter. And let's remember, Alex, I mean, we've talked to many firefighters. There are a lot of them in our film, from John Schroeder to
the Craig. Firefighters honk and wave at us, most of them.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable to me. And this guy says that we're disrespecting them, and he has no idea what's going on.
So it's more guilt by association. Meanwhile, we have Bill Doyle, head of the biggest family, saying the majority believe inside job. I've interviewed countless families. All of them we talk to believe inside job, but they always say all the families hate us. They all disagree with us. We hurt the families.
Absolutely. Now, I want to say this. They did show a lot of Stephen Jones, and Stephen Jones' research is amazing, folks. He is the guy to go to for controlled demolition. I'll say it again. He's the guy to go to for controlled demolition. He does the real scientific experiments.
Oh, but the head guys at NIST trying to debunk us, they happen to be the world experts in explosive thermite. Oh, there's only a few dozen, and they're the top experts.
Yeah, and Lazo, of course. Actually, he says an interesting line. The guy says, well, you make all the calling cards for someone who could have done this. He's like, yes, I would have been a great terrorist. Unfortunately, I'm not. Unfortunately, you're not. Why would it be unfortunate that you're not a terrorist, Mr. Lazo? And at least they give.
And again, it's Controlled Demolition Incorporated that did cover up Oklahoma City, did cover up 9/11. So, but I mean, they're good people.
Yeah,
folks.
It's absolute cover up. They had Gene Corley on there too, another OKC cover up artist and World Trade Center cover up artist. And every point that Stephen Jones would make, they would debunk in about 20 seconds and not follow it up with that.
Real simply. It's kind of like the Popular Mechanics would cut from some physicist, but wouldn't call them an expert, and would cut to some 22-year-old kid in a glistening office going,
we debunked it. We're scientists. And they go, expert analysis. And then they would cut from, you know, for some engineer back to the kid going, it's preposterous.
Yeah, meanwhile, he used to write sports for his local paper in Pennsylvania, and their editor is the ex-editor of Entertainment Weekly. Think about it, folks. Entertainment Weekly, he's not an engineer. He is an Entertainment
All
Weekly
right.
editor.
All right, Barnes, we got reports up on PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. I want you, because there's even more points there, to get the stuff to Paul, points you think ought to be made. He's watching it again, doing a whole other piece. I mean, just the part of them editing down Larry Silverstein is devastating. I mean, just the part of them editing her down, editing him down. I mean, we're going to put it all up on the web showing how they edited the people. And now they've, talk about digging a hole deeper. I mean, they have literally caught themselves on fire now. I mean, it's gone from suspicious to really bad, Burmese.
Absolutely. And to all you people out there that are YouTube junkies and listeners and put together these short videos, now's the time. Get on it. We need these things. Send them over to Aaron at Infowars.com.
Help us out. Stay there.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, in the next 30 minutes or so, we're really honored to be joined by Chuck Baldwin. Chuck Baldwin, of course, is a radio talk show host, author. He has tirelessly republished and gotten out the founding documents of liberty to tens of thousands of people, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and he's gotten the Constitution Party nomination, got it from the former UN ambassador and really he's a fake conservative, another one of these neocons, better than Bush, but that's not saying much, Mr. Keeb. And I'm sad that, Alan Yokes is like that. I would like to think better of him. I'm not bashing him. I'm just glad that a true anti-New World Order individual won this and can really go out to debates and events now and spread the message of liberty. And I wanted to talk to him just about his experiences so you can know who Chuck Baldwin the man is and how you can get involved in the campaign. And also open the phones up if you'd like to ask any questions of him, but specifically for Chuck Baldwin and this election and the Constitution Party platform and Howard Phillips behind him and other great people, 1-800-259-9231. And we'll keep him until 40 after if he can do it so we can take more calls. 1-800-259-9231. Chuck Baldwin, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Alex, it's great to be with you again. Thank you.
Out of the gates, I remember you years ago when this thing came out about preachers being approached by FEMA to teach their flocks to submit to government, hand their guns in, that you had said you had been similarly approached, but that was in my foggy memory. I wanted to get updated because, as you know now, mainstream news has admitted they've recruited 26,000 preachers. It is for gun confiscation. They're out giving sermons. We now have them on video, on national TV, and locally saying the same talking points about let them take your children, take the inoculations, being a slave of government is what Jesus wants. As a pastor, he's pastored a pretty good-sized church in Florida, I wanted you to break down your experiences with similar things.
Okay, Alex, yeah, we're going back to the days of after Hurricane Katrina. They didn't approach me directly. I remember picking up that story out of Louisiana, and the reporter there chronicled how that they were going to pastors in the area and asking them to facilitate the gun confiscation at the request of the federal government. And when I heard of that, I wrote a column about it. And after my column went out nationwide, I had a pastor call me from the state of Ohio, and he was approached. In fact, he went in on some of the training classes that were given, and he was giving me his information and his experience. And after that, I got up in my congregation and I told them that not only would I not participate in requesting them to give up their firearms, but I was encouraging all of them to go out and buy a gun.
That was the issue, and then that got some press.
Right.
I mean, this is right out of the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany to have these state-approved churches, and when we got the secret documents 2+ years ago, and then it was a year and a half later that it was then confirmed, that really scared people. I mean, they thought I was producing fake documents from preachers, even though the two pastors that gave us that material got Homeland Security visits. Even though we covered up the phone numbers and where it came from, they were surveilling things so seriously that they were able to track who had done it and basically went and threatened them. How dare a preacher tell the public that they've been secretly approached to brainwash their congregation? I mean, this is hardcore tyranny on steroids, Pastor.
Well, yeah, it is, and it's the beginning of what George Herbert Walker Bush called, and you talk about it a lot on your show, the New World Order, and we're seeing it come to fruition. And I got to tell you, Alex, and I think your listeners are already aware of this, that if these two major parties continue their dominance of American politics, the America that we've known, a free, independent, sovereign America, is not going to be long for this earth. And it doesn't matter whether you elect John McCain or Barack Obama, they're both going to facilitate this New World Order, the NAFTA superhighway, the North American Union, and all of that. There's virtually no difference between the two major party candidates. And that's why at the request of Howard Phillips and several others in the Constitution Party, they asked me if I would consider putting my name in nomination. And I was very reluctant to do it, to be honest with you. I mean, it's not like I have nothing to do, Alex. I'm very busy, and I had to really pray and deliberate about that. But finally, God gave me the green light, and so we put our name in nomination. And as you said, the delegates voted for me 74% to 24% over Dr. Alan Keyes. And so I've been on the campaign trail now for the last several weeks. And I got to tell you, I just came back from the West Coast. I was in Los Angeles and San Diego. Then I went to Utah and toured the entire state of Utah. We were going day and night. The local press was very favorable to us. The radio, television, the print media was very favorable. We had great crowds. They were enthusiastic. We made a lot of great friends and supporters. And I got to tell you, it was really great being out there on the West Coast and seeing the response of some people that are looking for the truth. They're looking for people that will stand up without compromise and you know, call a spade a spade. And I got to tell you, I think as we continue this campaign through these next couple of months, I believe the American people are really going to start awakening to what's happening. I'm very encouraged at this point.
Well, everybody I talk to and what I personally experience, Mr. Baldwin, is the same thing. And now, out today, another scientific poll, the Drudge Report's got a link to it. It's also up on Infowars.com, where Congress has the lowest approval rating in its history. And, you know, previously they never went below a 30. And they just keep breaking record after record after record. That shows that both parties are fully discredited, and they can't fool people putting one party in and taking it out and putting the other in. For the first time in over 100 years since the last major realignment, that this is a mega alignment, we are at the point where the government is fully discredited. And that's with the public only having a micron on average, you know, of understanding of just how deep the rabbit hole goes. But this is a huge victory. We have discredited these scoundrels because on every major issue, they go against the Constitution that also happens to be the will of the people. You know, right. Funny how the will of the people happens to be aligned with the Constitution.
Yeah, usually it is. You know, another thing is very, I think, symbolic of what you were just mentioning there. When I was out in California, in Utah, I heard that there was a long-time congressman out there that was a part of the establishment, and he was for open borders and illegal immigration and the whole nine yards, and everybody thought he was untouchable, and that was Chris Gannon. And lo and behold, he got beat by a 60 to 40% margin in the primaries. He never made it to the general election. And this was a guy that they figured would never be beaten in Utah. I got a feeling that this coming November, there's going to be a real shakeup in Washington, D.C., and if no other issue, I think, has galvanized the people as to the problem that these two major parties are presenting to us today, it's this illegal immigration problem. I was on the border, Alex. It was very interesting. I got a grand tour. I got the VIP tour of the main port of entry there south of San Diego on the border. And then I went out into the real border, into the desert, and I saw the real situation that's going on out there. And I got a chance to talk to Border Patrol people and volunteers and so forth on the border. And it's worse than we realize. I mean, I thought I knew how bad it was, but when I got there and saw the reality of it, it was 10 times worse.
It is totally lawless with Mexican troops kidnapping, killing U.S. citizens, police, military, robbing sheriff's deputies at gunpoint. In one night, 18 homes burned to the ground, rocket attacks, truck bombs in Dallas, major city police departments told to not arrest illegals even when they're committing DWIs. I mean, it is just lawlessness, just total lawlessness.
Yeah, it really is. And when I was there, I met a real sweet black couple, a man and wife. They had a real great family, a boy that's 17 years old. He was an honor student in school. He was preparing for college. He was a star athlete. He made the, you know, the honor roll. He was dean's list, all of that. He's standing out front of his home in his front yard, and a illegal Mexican gangbanger came up and shot him in the gut. And as the young man is writhing in pain on the ground, this fella takes his gun and then puts it to his head and blows his brains out right there in the front yard.
Well, that's MS-13. They have
MS-13. And Alex, the thing about this is this guy had already assaulted a police officer there in Los Angeles, and he was out of jail on parole for assaulting a police officer when he killed this young man. Now, this is an illegal alien. That's just one example of what's going on.
And for those that don't know, Chuck, sorry to interrupt you, there is a bounty on what the illegal aliens call Miatas, and I didn't know this until a few years ago, with the, at least a strain of the Mexican culture, blacks are completely reviled. Now the mainstream media has had to admit that's why a lot of people aren't going to vote who happen to be, you know, just recent American citizens, because they're going to vote for McCain instead, even though they're Democrats, because they hate, quote, blackbirds. I hate to use that term, but we've got a serious race relations problem here.
No question. Los Angeles, California, is a real war zone with these gangs coming across the border. And when you look at the two major party candidates, really, you look at Barack Obama, you look at John McCain, you know, McAmnesty McCain. There's no difference in these fellas when it comes to securing our borders. Neither one of these fellas have any intention on securing our borders. If the American people want to elect someone in November who really has the will and the determination to seal our borders and to protect our borders, there's only one candidate in 2008, and that's Chuck Baldwin.
You're absolutely right. Their fix for the border is to just legalize everyone. That's kind of like
the
way to fix murder is just say murder isn't murder.
That's right. And I think you know what's going on here. This is just part of a bigger picture. What they want to do is they want to facilitate this North American union. That's what they're doing. And in order to do that, they have to keep these borders open.
Chuck Baldwin, what I'm doing, and with some of the segments now, is I'm also simulcasting this on my internet site via TV program and the web streams at InfoWars.com. I don't want to waste any time with you, so we're going to talk a little bit here on the internet, kind of behind the scenes, then come back in a few minutes for everybody else. So please stay with us. We're going right back to Chuck Baldwin.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question, do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We might still have time, ladies and gentlemen, to turn this country around, but it's looking bad. The New World Order's doing everything to us they said they'd do, and more.
We may still have time, we might still get by. Every time I think about it,
Chuck Baldwin, really great guy, great writer, great researcher, wonderful pastor. Type of person we need to run for president. Ron Paul is out. Chuck Baldwin is in. Hey. Duty's ours. Consequence belongs to God. We need to all get behind Chuck Baldwin. We're going to be taking your calls in the next segment with him. Then I'm going to get a bunch of news. Then the father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, is going to be joining us. Going back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts again in the next hour. It's going to be very interesting information. But right now, Chuck Baldwin, Constitution Party presidential candidate. You've been traveling the country. And also, you've been watching McCain for the first time, a presidential candidate, is campaigning in Mexico, Colombia, Germany, taking illegal campaign contributions in England, admitting it's a felony and just saying, I don't care. I mean, just despicable. What's your take on NAFTA and GATT?
Well, I worked in Detroit, Michigan when I was a student in college from 1971 to 1973. I worked at General Motors Truck and Coach Plant 5. I was a on the assembly line, UAW member, and all of that. When I was there, they were, you know, three shifts a day, 24/7, putting out those big Astro GMC cabs, and you know the economy was vibrant and great. Unemployment was almost non-existent. I come back 35 years later. I was just up there a couple weeks ago, and the plant that I used to work at, Alex, no longer exists. They've torn it down. I've looked at the neighborhoods there where I used to traverse going back and forth to work, and those factories are all gone. The ones that aren't torn down are abandoned, dilapidated, empty. The jobs are gone. Of course, they're in China and India and Mexico. Workers are scrambling to try to find two and three jobs to make up for the, you know, for the good job that they lost.
Boy, NAFTA and GATT was great, just like both parties told us it would be, and now yep. Things are going to get even worse. They're saying the remaining Ford plants are going to Mexico.
Yeah, and it's all, and you're right. It is because of these so-called free trade deals. At first, it was NAFTA, then GATT, then the WTO, and now it's CAFTA, and the FTAA is just around the corner. And as you know, John McCain is down there in Colombia negotiating a free trade deal with Colombia, and he's not even president yet. You know, these things have devastated our economy. They've devastated our workforce. Our manufacturing plants are gone. Can't hardly find anything made in America anymore. And I know I've been on radio and television the last several weeks, and I keep telling everybody, they asked me about this, and I said, you know, look, this is not hard. It's not rocket science. You know, John McCain, he's all for NAFTA and GATT. He's all for free trade. You've got Obama.
But it's not free trade. It's 14,000 pages long,
exactly,
designed where
that's
we
right.
have all the regulations on us. They have none on them. It's
exactly.
the same thing with John McCain embracing the global warming garbage.
Yeah, exactly right. It's not free trade at all. It's the rubric of free trade. But you know, but Bob said, you know, look, we're not going to expand NAFTA. We're not going to revamp NAFTA. When I'm president, we're going to repeal NAFTA. We're going to repeal CAFTA. FTAA is dead OA when I become president. All these are off the table. I mean, when I become president, Alex, the new world order comes crashing down.
But we can't have somebody who's constitutional and does what the people want and what'll save the country. We've got to further run the country in the ground. How dare you say that you would do something that everyone in the country wants but the globalists? This is insane. You're a radical.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what. It's time for all of us common people out there, Alex. If we don't start banding together now, and standing together now, we're not going to have an opportunity to do so in the near future. Because I think that our country is perilously close. I think that we are hanging by a thread. Our freedoms, our liberties, our
I can feel it in my spirit. Can't you,
we're
Pastor?
We're hanging by a thread.
I mean, have you ever in your spirit, Pastor, with your discernment, have you ever felt that we're in this much peril? I mean, I know I haven't.
No, never. I really do believe that. I think we are hanging by a thread. And it's time for the American people to stand up now. It's time for us to band together and to support what we know in our hearts is right. And quite honestly, I need the support of the people in your audience. I need people to help me financially. I need them to tell their friends about my campaign and to help us get on some of these major talk shows to get our message out. You know, if we don't work together, Alex, if the people that listen to you don't support you, you're not going to be able to get the message out. You can't do what you're supposed to do. And if they don't support me, I can't get the message out and do what God wants me to do.
Yes,
so
sir. That's why we've
together.
That's why we've had Ron Paul meetup groups and the Ron Paul march on today, and that's why we've got you on, Pastor Baldwin, because we try to be a platform here with our wonderful audience who are the best. We just go back to them time and time again, but they always come to, you know, the aid again and again, because they know if they don't do it, nobody will. And you're right. Everybody knows it in their gut, not just intellectually. You intellectually analyze stuff, it is put up or shut up time. This is the eye of the storm. And then you analyze it with your gut, you know it's just as bad. I mean, any way you slice it, we're in trouble. Pastor Chuck Baldwin running for president on the Constitution Party ticket.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
All right, let's go straight back to Pastor Chuck Baldwin running for president. And I've been interrupting so much because I'm so excited with what he's saying that I want to give him a few minutes to talk about whatever issues he wants. And we're going right to your phone calls. Go ahead, Pastor Baldwin.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alex. And can I put out the website to your audience?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, it's www.baldwin08.com. That's baldwin08.com. And if somebody wants to contact us, we have a toll-free number, and that number is 888-USA-1911. That's 888-USA-1911. And I appreciate that very much. Yeah, you know, our platform is very specifically, we want to return America to constitutional government. We believe that without constitutional government, our freedoms and our liberties are in peril. And it's absolutely essential right now that we return to the principles as outlined in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. And by the way, just to let your audience know, I'm going to be speaking this Saturday with Dr. Ron Paul at his big Freedom March rally in Washington, D.C. this Saturday. In fact, if I understand my place on the platform, I'm going to be speaking right directly in front of him this Saturday afternoon in Washington, D.C. And
yes, I had the organizers on earlier today, and they said that is the case.
Oh, yeah, great, terrific. Well, I'm glad that I got that right. But I'm looking forward to doing that. You know, he picked up the banner there for us in the primary, and as you know, I supported him during the primary season and did everything I could to try to help him win the nomination. And whenever it became obvious that the Republican Party was going to reject his candidacy, then, of course, I became the nominee of the Constitution Party. And we just really believe that that message that Ron Paul was preaching is the message that we've got to continue. We just have to continue the message of less government and getting back to the principles as articulated by the Founding Fathers and getting government off of our backs and out of our pocketbooks, start being Americans again. We're not ashamed of that message, America first. It's still America, the free America, the home of the brave. We believe in our independence and our sovereignty. We reject these New World Order policies that both of the parties are perpetrating against us. And if we don't do it now, in 2008, I'm not sure that we're going to have many more elections that we're going to be able to do it.
It's real simple. The U.S. is the big engine, the big dominant system, or was. Powerful financial interests, predominantly multinational and foreign, came in, bought control of our government, have run out our credit buying up real assets for themselves, and now they know they've committed great crimes. They're building up a police state and immunity to protect themselves. And we even got the IMF and World Bank documents in 2002. They were planning to do this. I mean, we know they are carrying out a criminal operation. We know the government's rogue. It's against the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, against what the people want. And so many crazy things are happening that this is it. And again, the good news is, the bad news, we have a rogue government. The good news, that the constitutional position is the popular one, and the mainstream media is losing its control and losing its monopoly. And so we're in a very important sea change right now, a fork in the road. Which way are we going to go? Yeah. And, people could say Chuck Baldwin will never win. Well, you could say Ron Paul would never win. Now we have tens of millions of young people out fighting open borders, gun control, the New World Order, NAFTA, GATT, Trans-Texas Highways, Super Highways, the NAU. I mean, the establishment is scared. And they're saying in think tank papers they're scared. Now, they're realizing that we've realized. They always knew we could take them on. They're realizing that we're beginning to find out that they are not invincible. Your comments on that, Chuck Baldwin?
Well, no, they're not invincible. It's still we the people. We still are the greatest force under God in this country, and people need to remember that. You know, I'm reminded of the election of 1860, and while I'm not a big fan of Abraham Lincoln, the man and the president, I would go back. I was asked just this morning, I had a radio interview, a nationwide show, and they said, well, you know, you don't have a chance to win. I said, well, you know, if you were talking to Abraham Lincoln back in 1860, you would have said the same thing, because the Republican Party was a minor party at that time. They had elected no one to federal office to that point. Abraham Lincoln himself had been defeated time after time after time in every race that he ran in, and here he was running for the president in 1860 on a minor party ticket, and lo and behold, in that election, he won in a four-man race with 39% of the vote, and then, of course, the Republican Party became a major party. The Whigs disappeared, and for the last 140 years, we've had the Democrats and Republicans.
And that was the last major realignment, and so what we know is, if you and others don't fight, they're going to win. Resistance
exactly.
is victory.
Exactly. And who knows what can happen? You know, you quoted that from John Quincy Adams, and I love that quote. Duty is ours, results are God's. And who knows what God may want to do in 2008 with our efforts? Who knows what may happen because we were willing to stand up and do what was right? And so that's what I'm doing, Alex, and that's what you're doing every day on your radio show. And now if the American people will band together with us and will help us and support us, you know, who knows? It's a long time between now and November. There's a lot of things can happen.
Well, it's also the example of the Alamo. Those men said victory or death, and they knew what they were doing. And the fact is that 180-something of them died fighting at least 5,000 other soldiers. But that example, that being overrun, being killed, standing up, fighting overwhelming odds, then emboldened others to fight and win. And I'm not saying, you know, you're going to get wiped out or, you know, or massacred. The point is that is an example of duty being ours, and that you never know what God's great plan is, you know, for us. But we have to do the right thing,
exactly.
No matter what is going to come of it. And so again, folks, we'll give out his phone number and web address for you to try to support the campaign. He's got a great platform. I agree with it 100%, and I hope you'll check it out for yourself. Right now, let's take some calls. Ben in New York City, you're on the air with the Constitution Party's presidential candidate, Chuck Baldwin. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Chuck, it's great to have you on the show today. And I want to say that one thing, Alex, you just said there, you said if we don't fight, we don't win. And what Edgar Hoover once said, that only an alert and informed citizenry can defeat the New World Order, or defeat who he believed were the New World Order. One thing I wanted to ask Chuck about really quick was Ezra Taft Benson was Eisenhower's agricultural secretary, and he was quite an ardent and outspoken constitutionalist. I'm not sure if you've heard of him, Chuck, at all.
No, I'm not real familiar with him, no.
Yeah, well, he was very outspoken back in the 50s. He was agricultural secretary under Eisenhower,
okay.
And he spoke out boldly about defending the Constitution. And there was a senator called William Jenner about the same time, gave a very bold speech to Senate, and his final statement in that speech was that he believed there was a collectivist, one-party, you know, group trying to set up a nationalist, you know, dictatorship in this country, and that the only way that would be possible to happen is if the people were conditioned and eventually do not resist. So that's the key, that once we stop resisting, that then they can pull the switch.
Right.
And that's why they're incremental. Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Comments on that, Chuck Baldwin?
Well, yeah, he's right. And incrementalism has never served our purposes. It's always served the other side. And that's what they've been doing for years. And now they're almost to the fruition part of their plan. And again, I go back to what you said, Alex. I think it's just, you know, incumbent upon each of us to recognize that when we stand up together and do what's right out of principle, that then we invoke, I believe, the power of God. And, of course, being a Christian, I do believe that God governs in the affairs of men, to quote Benjamin Franklin. And I do believe that when those founding fathers stood up against the greatest military force in the world, Great Britain, it was impossible that they could have won. I mean, it was impossible from a human standpoint that they could have prevailed. But they did what was right. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, their sacred
and
honor.
And they put it in God's hands. They said,
exactly
you
right.
will decide.
That's right. That's what they said. We looked into God for the rectitude of our intentions. Exactly right. They said, we're going to do what's right. We're going to stand up against all these odds no matter what. We're going to let God decide our victory or not. And they did what was right. And God gave them the victory. And I think that's what God is waiting for today. I really believe that if Christian people and conservatives and constitutionalists out there that know what's right in 2008 would just stand up and do what's right and forget what the experts and the pundits say they should do and what's the pragmatic approach to take and just do what's right on principle, who knows what will happen? Who knows what God will do?
Well, regardless, you're going to go out and reach hundreds of thousands and millions of people, and it's the exercise of fighting that grows the party, that grows the ideas, that lets people know there's an alternative at a time when the minds are more fertile than ever to accept the truth. Let's talk to Dave. You bet. Let's talk to Dave in Vancouver. Dave, you're on the air with Pastor Chuck Baldwin running for president.
Hi, Alex, and hi, Mr. Baldwin. I'd like to go quickly. First of all, I'd like to thank Mr. Baldwin for his courage, and best of luck to you, sir, in restoring the Constitution of the United States, which I admire, even being a Canadian all my life. I think it's very important that the United States stay a free country so that the rest of the world can look to it as the shining city on the hill and aspire to that kind of freedom. I don't
Amen.
Think that Canada has the kind of freedom that the United States has even now, and I live here. I'd like to also thank Mr. Baldwin for exemplifying the Judeo-Christian values that most of us, whether you subscribe to a religion or not, claim to be if we say we're a good person. And it was also really well shown by Beit Shalom Ministries. And Alex, your recent work, Truth Rising, I loved it. I think it's certainly your best work, and I think it's probably also the best 9/11 documentary so far because it provides social proof where the others have provided evidence.
Well, it provides evidence as well as social proof, but
yes,
absolutely. Yeah, this is putting a face on this movement. Thank you so much for the call. Great things you said there. Next caller for Chuck Baldwin, Dana in Iowa. You're on the air.
Hey, I'm actually on the air.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? I was wondering with this whole Illuminati thing, you know, it seems like anyone I try to talk to about it or, you know, inform people, they just look at me like I'm nuts. I'm just wondering,
Maybe you should start slower with your circle that you're interacting with. Some areas people are awake, some areas they're not. And start with the North American Union. Go to judicialwatch.org and get the documents about how they're doing it, or give them my film, Endgame. If you can't afford it, it's on Google Video, but you can see it in high quality at prisonplanet.tv. You can give them your passcode if you're a member. Give them a copy of Truth Rising. Make copies of it. I mean, really, instead of just talking to your family or friends, a lot of times a salesman will tell you it's harder to sell your own family. I mean, I can be at an event with cousins and family, and they treat me like I'm a low-grade moron two-year-old, and then I can have, members of the Japanese parliament or an Italian president or German defense minister, you know, tell me how much they respect me and admire me. I mean, it's the same thing. Like a prophet isn't known in his own country. I'm not saying we're prophets, but my point is that old saying is true. Your family thinks you're trying to show off. And so,
right.
Or your coworkers. So give them a film and just say, hey, tell me what you think of this. Chuck Baldwin, right. You want to comment on ways to reach out to people?
Yeah, I think your approach is very well taken. We have to try to educate people beginning at the level where they are. And I think the one thing that people can identify with today is the immigration problem. I think this is the great opportunity that we have to try and explain to people what's going on when they shake their heads and say, you know, why doesn't George W. Bush want to close the borders? You know, I was just down there on the border, as I told you earlier in the broadcast, and I saw the plight of our Border Patrol people. Alex, I was shocked to find out that our Border Patrol personnel, outside of the fact that they are sadly understaffed, they don't even have GPS equipment. I didn't know that. I didn't know that they didn't have night vision equipment. Can you imagine putting our Border Patrol out there, out in the middle of nowhere, understaffed, outgunned, and they don't even have GPS equipment, and they don't have night vision equipment?
Well, half their duty now is picking up trash in the woods and in the scrub brush, and then when they park their car on those grids, which the illegals all have maps of, the coyote smugglers, they're only allowed to look one direction, and if they see illegals in the other direction, they're not allowed to stop them.
Well, what I'm saying is I think when people look at this and they say, well, you know, why is not this administration willing to secure our borders? Well, we're fighting terror halfway around the world, ostensibly. Why are we not closing our own borders to illegal aliens? And then you can explain to them, you know, look, you know, this orphan border policy is serving a bigger agenda. You can talk about what's going on is the creation of the North American Union, and they want to merge the trilateral government from the United States.
And it's in
Mexico.
All their public documents. They have joint sessions of Congress down there, and then they talk to the public. I mean, I live in Texas. I'll never forget CNN and Fox doing reports saying, Ron Paul's nuts. He believes in a thing called the Trans-Texas Corridor, and it doesn't exist. And the thing's built, TV ads, signs everywhere.
Right.
And people in Texas, that woke a lot of people up. They went, what do you mean it doesn't exist?
Absolutely, and I've often talked about those folks down there in Texas that are fighting for us like the defenders of the Alamo did so many years ago. You're out there on the front lines defending us from this North American community and the NAFTA superhighway. You guys are on the front lines there in Texas. But what I'm saying is I think that this affords us an opportunity to educate people as to what's going on in our government today and to recognize that there is something sinister afoot here, and here's what we can do to stop it. And the American people need to understand that they do have the power to stop it. And I really do believe that if people will come together and will, you know, oppose these things and do it in a united effort, there's no telling what will happen this year.
Absolutely. So, I want to take a few final calls here, and we've got to let Chuck Baldwin go on to another interview. Let's take one final call from Scott in Arizona. You're on the air with Chuck Baldwin. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, Mr. Baldwin, I wanted to find out if you have had any luck with any of the major media outlets. Like, you know, I know what Ron Paul did get some play in that. I wanted to know if you had any luck there, and do you have a running mate in mind as well?
Oh, yeah, I already have my running mate. He's a great guy. He's a Vietnam vet, United States Marine Corps veteran. He's a practicing attorney in Memphis, Tennessee. His name is Daryl Castle, and he's a great guy, and I'm proud to have him on my ticket. Yes, we're very hopeful that we'll be able to break into the mainstream television networks. So we're especially hopeful that Lou Dobbs or Glenn Beck will pick us up. I encourage your listeners, Alex, to encourage the Lou Dobbs show and the Glenn Beck show to have us on, because we think that they would be receptive to our message. And we have been on some of the national. We made it to Bill O'Reilly the other night in a mention, and I did Reason Magazine, an interview with them. I was in Salt Lake Tribune, which is a major newspaper. I was with the Orange County Register, a major newspaper.
And you're doing
California.
A lot of radio interviews every day, which has big audiences. I mean, O'Reilly and them, it's only 3 million viewers, and a lot of radio shows have that many listeners. I know this one does.
Right.
Now, in closing, I want to give out the website again and tell folks how to get involved, but I also just want to add, that's how the media, and I know everybody knows this, but we need to consciously think about it, how they ignore all the other candidates and only talk about the two who really, there's no difference between them.
Right.
Again, that's another reason to put pressure on the media, not just for Chuck Baldwin or this, but to overall show how they restrict the field intentionally.
Right, exactly right. Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. The website is Baldwin08.com, www.baldwin08.com. And the toll-free number for more information or to volunteer to help us or whatever, 888-USA-1911. That's 888-USA-1911.
Pastor Baldwin running for president on the Constitution Party ticket. The party is growing. It's in all your major cities and states. Check into it today. And God bless you. Have a great trip there in D.C. Speaking with the congressman. Say hi to him for me. Thank you, Pastor Baldwin.
Thank you very much, Alex. Appreciate it very much. Keep up the good work.
You too, my friend. We'll be right back with some news clips and other info before Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us. He'll be with us for 30 minutes. Then I'm going to play the Declaration of Independence audio on air. Totally jam-packed. Stay with us.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Made, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
We sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
The gambler understands. My heart is playing it through. I'm committed. I'll take my chances. Again and again. It is such a good feeling to be committed to something that you know is good. You don't have to worry. The course is set. The die is cast. Ramming speed. A lot of people out there can't see the wreckage we've caused the New World Order. How much we've discredited them. How hated they now are. How scared they are. And as we resist them, it only makes them squeeze tighter and pour on the propaganda and accelerate their program that's already rattling apart and smoking and on fire. Their system is going to be wrecked. The question is, will we be crushed in this colossus collapse, or will we be able to short-circuit their program and get some kind of reprieve for this society from this great tyranny? Tyranny comes every generation, but the tyranny we're witnessing now is one of the worst in history. And potentially the worst ever. Very, very serious times we're in. Truth Rising is out on DVD. I am very proud of the film. It needs to be seen. I'm asking all of you to purchase the DVD. That gives us seed money to make further films. But then I want you to crazily make copies of the DVD. It's a DVD 5. The film's just at 2 hours, and it's got only 8 minutes of extras, so you can burn this to other DVD 5s. Any classic side-by-side DVD burner will do this. You can buy them cheap and make a lot of copies and get them out to everybody. Or if you've got the funds, buy a bunch of copies and get them out to people. And we don't have time to wait for orders from headquarters here. There is no headquarters. It is up to you. It is in your hands what you're going to do with Truth Rising. If you haven't seen it yet, go to PrisonPlanet.tv and check it out right now. I want to thank all of you that are members of PrisonPlanet.tv and are burning copies of these daily TV reports we do, burning copies of the weekly TV reports we do in studio, the Sunday show we tape, the guests we have in studio, all 19 of my films. I mean, every issue you can imagine is up there. You can burn it to disc, give it to people, educate them. These TV shows we do, these radio shows are effective and are reaching out to people in a big, big way. We know we are giving fight to the enemy and we are hurting them. We are damaging them. We are tearing their guts out, okay? And they're going to keep telling you that you're not hurting them. They're going to keep telling you that you're not having an effect. They're going to keep telling you they don't exist when they're right in front of you carrying out their operations. They hate my guts. The only reason they haven't killed me is they don't want to underline, they don't want to highlight, they don't want to put an exclamation point behind all my work. Doing that would only build me up and only make my work stronger. But that's one area of my work I don't want it to be stronger. I want to keep living. I love life. That's why they're trying to discredit me. Classic COINTELPRO is being carried out against me. I mean, just out of the woodwork, and then a lot of weak-minded people that are helping the feds unknowingly. But that's okay, folks. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to fight the globalist. I'm here to take the heat. I'm here to take the punches. I'm here to take the hatred and the attacks. I am committed. And frankly, it lets me know I'm having a big effect that it's happening. But I don't want it to become a diversion or a distraction. That's why I ask the listeners of this show, do not defend me. Okay? Warn people about fluoride. Warn them about globalism. Warn them about mercury in the shots. Warn them about the Iran war. Warn them about CPS. Help people. Spend your time warning and helping those that don't know. Do not defend me. Leave me behind.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I wanted to spend time on this yesterday. Never got to it. Never got to it yet today. How you're going to have your own environmental marker on your car, on your billfold, you know, in your ID cards for what your environmental footprint is. It's going to start with your cars. I've got that here in the stack. I'm going to get to that later. I wanted to play a minute or so of this CNN piece where they're announcing how great it is. Oh, there's some people that are imagining things. There's all these rumors. Meanwhile, it's on 60 Minutes and everywhere. They have microwave guns, sound cannons there, rubber bullets, $25 million spent per convention. But they come in and call them weapons. They say they're going to use them on them, but then they use an emotional cognitive dissonance trigger and say, some of the crazy people are saying that the secret and that there might be weapons. But now let us show you the weapons. I mean, a total propaganda piece with the reporters reporting on it like they're talking about some fun water park or something. Oh, in Darth Vader outfits with microwave weapons. It's going to be there, but some believe it's going to be there. See, all just indoctrinating you in mental illness. Let's go ahead and play this.
Pepperball rifles, goo guns, and sonic rays. Some of them are just wild rumors, but some may not be. Some of those weapons might be used to protect our political conventions later on this year. Ed Lavandera is at the convention site in Denver where the Democrats are going to meet.
See, hit pause. Some of those weapons. Now it's not non-lethal, it's weapons. See, they were meant to train to see images of men in black shooting at people, flame shooting out of guns. The Army said 20 years ago, then they'll upgrade to rubber bullets, harder bullets that kill a lot of people. There'll be deaths. They're going to have provocateurs that are attack peaceful people. The news will go be part of the cover-up, show the cops dressed up and say they're real anarchists. We're going to expose these little bastards. Let's go back to it.
John and Kieran, to prepare for this summer's political conventions, Congress is giving the host cities, Denver and St. Paul, Minnesota, $50 million each to pay for security expenses.
All right, stop it right there. Congress doesn't give money. They take our money locally. I hear idiots every day say it's free money. And then they send federal control in. And with this federal money, Delta Force in 99 commanded the anarchists. That came out in the mainstream news and staged them rioting so they could attack the peaceful people. They are traitors and enemies of America. They are trying to destroy our democratic process and our First Amendment. They are guilty of treason. Back to the clip.
Expenses. But what exactly that money is being spent on is top secret here in Denver.
25
Oh, stop right there. Back it up again. See, it's top secret. Oh, there's wild rumors about this, but we do have these weapons, but it's top secret, and the feds run it. See, everything's top secret. Your local cops are now top secret, and the preacher's spying on you. Top secret with these criminal drug-dealing murderers that run our government running all of this. Back to it.
Is top secret here in Denver.
$25 million buys a lot of very interesting things.
Bob Newman is an anti-terrorism consultant helping some Denver companies prepare for the Democratic convention. He's anxious to see what kind of crowd control weaponry authorities will deploy for the convention.
Authorities.
There are also these crazy rumors going around.
City officials
Stop
and the
right
police
there.
Department.
Notice how it's all scripted. They first have the anchor say crazy rumors. They cut to him, crazy rumors. But he's fighting terror. The protesters are terrorists. See, and it goes on and on, all woven, all crafted, all baseline propaganda, and just defenseless public. You know, those that haven't tuned out of mainstream news are just like, and then they'll see if the feds decide to spring it, if we don't counter their black op, they will have their cops out leading little terrorist squads. And you'll find out the anarchists are really communists, most of them, that are with the cops. And they'll tell you point blank, they'll go, I'm going to kill you someday, Jones. You're damn right we're cops. I work for them and we're taking over. The state needs to rise and we're here to make sure it dies. And then later, down with the state, down with the state. And their total status. I mean, I've had them in Austin death threat me, sitting there getting black op orders from the cops with feds overhanging us. You know what it's like to know the police are terrorists? You know what it's like to have them come up and say they're going to plant bombs on you? You know what it's like to know these bastard anarchist leaders are scumbag feds? You know what it's like to know they're out there doing this so they can shut down our free speech? And I'm going to Denver, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to cover what's going on there. You can be assured of that. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is coming up next. Strap yourselves in. He's guaranteed to be locked and loaded in the InfoWar. PrisonPlanet.com!
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is a war on for your mind. You have found it, the tip of the spear, the very front lines in the fight against the globalist and their crime syndicate that has destroyed the name of our country, destroying our currency, setting up an unmitigated police state, and preparing a heinous Hitlerian-style attack on the Iranians that even mainstream media and brokerage houses are saying will triple energy prices for the time. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us for the next 30 minutes or so, and we're going to talk about the Iran situation, the neocons, what he thinks they're going to do, what's happening with the economy, the anthrax case. He's been writing a lot of great syndicated columns out there. He also, of course, has his second edition of his great book out that we'll go over, and he is the father of Reaganomics, former Wall Street Journal associate editor. And, of course, was the head economist, number two man of the Department of the Treasury, head of policy. Good to have you on, Dr. Roberts. Let's tackle any of those subjects I threw out that you want to hit first.
Well, Alex, I hardly know where to begin. You know, for some years I've been expressing the view that an attack on Iran was in the cards unless somebody was able to stop it. And it doesn't look like the Congress or the media are going to stop it. There's indications that the United States military is not very happy about it, except maybe for the Air Force. On the other hand, it seems at this point to really be a reckless scheme, because so much has come out about the behavior of the Bush regime, the fact that we were completely deceived, that they lied about all the so-called evidence leading into Iraq. You know, we've had the book by the former White House press spokesman. We've had the Rockefeller Committee's reports on how all the intelligence was misrepresented and fabricated by Bush, and indeed every high official in his government. And so for them, in the face of all of this, in the face of European opposition, apparently even in the face of Arab opposition of our own, you know, puppet states like Saudi Arabia and Egypt, if they attack it, Iran, it will really be reckless. And I would assume if they go ahead with such absence of support everywhere, that they intend for the Iranian response to sink our aircraft carriers or do something dramatic, that everybody gets so mad and scared and all the rest about that we use nuclear weapons. So I can't think of any other reason. The sort of notion we're going to do some kind of surgical attack on their nuclear reactors, it seems to me to be far-fetched, because the damage that would be done, it would be small compared to the risk of the retaliation if they actually can close the Strait of Hormuz and stop oil flows, if they actually can sink those carriers, which apparently they can do, if they actually can hit Israel itself with those longer-range missiles, and if, the Arabs themselves predict, that would cause an uproar throughout the Middle East, that maybe cause even the Maliki puppet regime in Iraq to turn against us. So I just don't.
And they're also, Iran has said they're going to attack with a blitzkrieg military style attack into Iraq. They've said they're going to block the strait there. with a bunch of sunken ships. They're saying, and of course the military, let's get this on the record now, the Navy and Admiral Fallon and others have said they've been ordered to put the ships way too close to Iran, and there's no reason to even do that. We're talking 20, 30 more minutes of flying time to make the aircraft carriers be safe. The Bush administration is knowingly sticking them right up there, inviting the Iranians to blow it to kingdom come. And a large segment of the population that is dim-witted, to say the least, psychologically scarred, will see that as an attack by Iran, when Iran has, under international law, the right to fight back and defend itself. And what concerns me, Dr. Roberts, and I'll get your take on this, is A, the ships, why they knowingly have them up so close under orders. And I mean, that's clear evidence of treason right there by the executive branch. But secondarily, I've seen Times of London and U.S. newspapers all saying they bought monkeys for bioweapons. You read the article, no evidence. They're making a nuclear bomb again. They've got one. I mean, just the same lies that we heard with Iraq I'm seeing the exact same script, just changing that last letter from Iraq to Iran. And it's like a dream world we're walking through. Ron Paul said that on the show last week, like, you can't believe it's happening, but it appears they're just going to do it come hell or high water.
Well, that certainly seemed to be the case, and the only reason I can see they would want to do all this would be so they could use nuclear weapons. You know, some time back, I came to the conclusion, I don't remember if it was 06 or 07, that they had learned, the neoconservative brown shirts and the brown shirt Bush regime had learned that they cannot dominate the Middle East with conventional weapons. And so that they came to the conclusion that they would have to nuke the Muslims, because then the Muslims would realize that, that terrorism and guerrilla warfare, fourth generation warfare, is not an effective response to nuclear weapons. So that's the conclusion, the neocon brown shirts.
Exactly, but the analysts are saying it will turn the whole West, the whole world further against us, will cause domestic resistance, and then I guess that's their excuse to crack down domestically. It appears then this is a going for broke.
Well, it doesn't make any sense, because we have nothing to gain by it. I mean, there's nothing that we gain by it. I'm absolutely convinced the Bush regime knows that Iran doesn't have any nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency keeps telling them that over and over and over. Furthermore, it wouldn't make any difference if they had nuclear weapons. A lot of people have nuclear weapons that are far greater potential threats to the United States than Iran could ever be. I mean, you know, just China and Russia.
Pakistan.
Yes, but it's hard to imagine even Pakistan being a threat.
No, I mean, I agree
with
you.
The level of China and Russia. I mean, and yet what we're doing provokes China and Russia, because China has huge energy investments in Iran and relies on that as a source of energy, and any nuclear fallout would probably spread over Russian territory. The whole thing is insane, and so and there's nothing in it for us. It's not like we gain anything from doing this, and that's why it makes no sense to me. There's not really any support for it. I mean, maybe some of the crazies in Congress, but I don't think it's such an isolated and evil act that it's hard to see what the advantage is.
But torture is evil, and there's no advantage unless it means terrorizing the people of the West, creating...
I agree with that, Alex, but the consequences of an individual case of torture is not the same as attacking Iran and provoking...
Why did Hitler invade?
And then going into a nuclear type... You know, if we drop nuclear bombs on them, Japan, just think what it reawakens in Japan, because we nuked two of their cities for no reason whatsoever. And basically, they were war crimes directed against civilian population. It'll just reawaken them. That's the whole thing. And we're not strong. We're not the dollars weak. We depend on foreigners to finance us, finance both our imports and the daily operations of the government.
Well, that's what Ron Paul says. He says that most assuredly this will accelerate the demise of the dollar if they attack. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah, sure. It'll leave us even more hated and isolated, and there's no advantage. I mean, you'd have to be not only insane, but you'd have to have a moronic IQ to see Iran as a threat to America, that somehow they were a threat to us, even if they had nuclear weapons, they're not a threat to us. You know, Iran has not attacked anybody, and God knows when.
And by the way, Doctor, that was my next question. As you know, for 5 years, Cy Hirsch has reported the White House admits they've got four different Wahhabist groups, which they have called al-Qaeda, attacking Iran, blowing up school buses, mosques, and the Iranians are suing the U.S. and for doing it, and the U.S. admits they're doing it. I mean, we're attacking them every week with terror attacks, and they're laying there taking it.
Well, it's obvious that they don't want the conflict, and it's hard to see any reason for this or anybody gaining from this, because the consequences for the United States are all so terribly adverse, and there's nothing good for us. There's nothing we gain. So I don't know that it can happen. You see, the Navy has to know those ships shouldn't be that close, and so if they lose them, the Navy's got to know what's happened. I don't know how much the idiot in the White House can demoralize the military.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 8, 2008. Gold is at $9.1930. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $9.4585, $4.6585 for half ounce, $2.3293 for quarter ounce. That's $9.4585, $4.6585, and $2.3293.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
I want to get your take on. We got Obama. We got McCain. I mean, we know Obama's bought and paid for by some of the same interests. We know what McCain wants. Bomb, 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 bomb Iran. I have the Rasmussen reports, respected polls. The percentage of voters who give Congress good or excellent ratings has fallen to the single digits for the first time in history. This month, say just 9% is doing a good job. The vast majority say they're doing a bad job. I mean, if the government's fully discredited, the police are discredited, they're believing their own Kool-Aid they're drinking, but the public isn't. They know the illegal aliens are above the law. They know corrupt police are above the law. They know politicians are above the law. Where do you see this going?
Well, nowhere good. I agree with you on that. and I think we could possibly have a little hope, at least, that things will slow down in the directions which they're going. You know, Obama, he probably will talk a bit different, and just the fact that he talks different gives more cover to the cowards in Congress, especially among the Democrats. And so you could actually see a substantial change in behavior in Washington. As long as the president is talking war, terrorists, blah, blah, it's hard for people to, in the Congress, to get on the wrong side of that, or very far on the wrong side. But if somebody's talking a little bit different, then they get braver and they can be more aggressive. And we could actually see some investigations and a more forceful attitude on the part of the Democrats in Congress. I wouldn't completely dismiss that. I wouldn't bet my life on it or anything.
Well, I agree with you. The problem is Bush is saying he wants to attack Iran before Obama gets in or before McCain gets in. We only got a few minutes left. I also want to plug the book before you leave, Dr. Roberts, and we appreciate your time. The economy, I mean, you're an economist, a top economist. Where do you see it going? It looks like things are deteriorating faster than we had hoped. We wish they would stop and reverse, but many had forecast a few years for this to play out. Does it look like it's worsening quicker than you thought?
No, I wouldn't say it's quicker than I thought. There's several things happening. As you know, we have this recession that's induced by the inability to keep the economy going any further on the buildup of debt. But that's not the main problem. The main problem is we have destroyed the infrastructure that produced good jobs for Americans. and no more good jobs. They're offshored. I saw the other day where all the automobile producers were closing their design studios in California. They're all now offshore as well. When you lose manufacturing, you lose research, development, design, you lose everything. So all of the kind of jobs that we had people go to universities to do, they're gone. And so the economy can't recover from that. It's on its way to India of 20 years ago, where you have nothing but domestic service jobs. And you have lawyers driving cabs and engineers driving cabs and working as barmen and that type of thing. So I think they have pretty much ruined the outlook for Americans who used to look to getting ahead in life, at least somewhat.
But that sure makes it cheap for multinationals to come in and buy up what's left. In closing, is there any way to reverse this?
Not with the kind of leadership that we have in Washington or produce, and not with the kind of disinformation that people continually fall for. So I think we're going to have some pretty rough times. And as I say in this book of mine that's come out in the second edition, The Tyranny of Good Intentions, what we've really lost is the constitutional protections of our civil liberties. And this is far more deadly than the loss of jobs, the loss of the economy. We simply no longer have the protection of law. It's law is now a weapon.
Yeah, we can lose our factories but get them back if we had liberty. But when you don't have liberty, you're just another third world cesspit.
That's right. And that's the greatest change. My book updates everything that's happened and has new chapters showing what Bush has added. And we simply no longer are a free people. We think we are because the process of picking people up is random. It's not directed at all of us or the group. But we're no longer protected, Alex.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you out there exposing it. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you for spending time with us. The book is The Tyranny of Good Intentions, available in better bookstores everywhere.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned, and he says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, yeah. He says, what am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do. I said, Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob? He said, eFoodsDirect.com. I said, yep, call him at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now.
One thing's for sure. These are not boring times. These are the times that try men's souls. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times in this tale of two cities. One, a shining light of liberty and freedom, the apple of the world's eye. But now its evil doppelganger is what we witness as this government today. The most wantonly evil government in history. The most premeditatedly wicked and conniving group of sinister forces we've ever seen. You are the target. You are the enemy of the New World Order. I want to play a bunch of clips now, but in the first hour, I played this clip from Australian newspaper, the Courier Mail. And this is how they wanted to nerve gas, with lethal nerve gas, 200 troops. They don't mention that in the U.S. and England, it killed the troops in some of the tests, and others just, they died a week later, a month later, a year later. It was different dosages, thousands of tests. That they did it to subways, they did it to San Francisco, Houston, Texas. All of England was sprayed with biological, chemical, bubonic plague. I mean, you name it, folks. And then they'd have troops, military doctors in the hospitals. So, but this is in Australian news where their government said no. Their government also said no in 1962 to grain shipments to Asia, putting a hormone in it to sterilize the women. Now, I want to explain something. Our government did this here. They went ahead with it. Young man walks into the chamber, nerve gas him. And you tell veterans that, they'll say, you piece of trash. Back up right now or I'll knock your head off. You don't talk about my army. And I go, no, 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 I have the articles, I have the documents, I have the congressional hearings. Shut up. I mean, I've had this happen to me. Shut up. My government don't do it. And I'm like, yes, yes, they do. Yeah, you just go ahead and make your threats. I will warn you. And it's just like a woman. This happened with John Wayne Gacy. I've read quite a few books on criminology because they're so interesting. But I don't read them anymore. It just upsets me too much the more I learn about evil. And this guy had 20, 30, I forget, dead bodies of 10, 12, 13, 14-year-old boys. He dressed up like a clown, lured them, killed them, tortured them, dressed up like a big fat demon clown, John Wayne Gacy. And his wife kept saying it stunk down there in the basement, but she was so blown away when she found out he was raping and torturing people to death. It's the same thing over and over again. If you'd have walked up to John Wayne Gacy, Miss Gacy, and said, Miss Gacy, he is killing people down there. He is torturing them for days. He is raping them. She'd say, get out of here, you piece of trash. How dare you say that to me? I'll knock your bloody teeth out. You see? But after it happened, she could admit it. I mean, I'm sorry. It's a fact. Our government kills our police. Our government kills our military. Our government kills us all. They're poisoning us in the shots, the air, the water, right now. I'm not your enemy, cops. I'm mad at you. Violating my rights, being idiots, being brainwashed incrementally. I wish you'd stand up for America. I know a lot of you want to, but you're scared and don't know how. Hell, I don't know how either. I'm just trying to expose it. People say, well, we want more solutions. My God, I can't even get the public to admit that we're under attack. No, that's the first part, is warning people. I'm like on the parapet, dinging the bell, you know, blowing the horn, and I'm going, enemies, they're at the gate. They're battering the gate. We got enemies inside the gate trying to open the gate for them, and the public's walking around in la-la land, and telling me, well, we want solutions. Hell, man, it's not my job to give you solutions, though we do try to give you a lot. We're just here letting you know, hey, red alert, we're under attack. I got another clip I got to play. I got to hurry now. Go ahead and play the 30-something second. And then look how they whitewash it like it's no big deal. And, you know, do they tell you what the lethal nerve gas was going to do to them? Here it is.
It's been revealed the U.S. military planned to test deadly nerve gas on Australian soldiers during the Cold War. Newly declassified files show that America was strongly pushing then-Prime Minister Harold Holt to allow the tests.
Is it your view that if Australia had gone ahead with it, it was probably illegal?
Oh, it was in international law terms, it certainly was.
Well, and that's why they were covering it up.
Yes.
The top secret plan involved allowing 200, mainly Australian combat troops, to be air-bombed and sprayed with the chemical weapons.
And folks, they knew the atomic soldiers were all going to die. They knew the uranium miners were going to die. They took little babies and radiated thousands of them in the U.S. I mean, there's even photo and film footage of it. Stuff I wouldn't even put in Endgame. I'm not putting three-year-olds who've been radiated in my film. You think I exaggerate? I don't show you the dead children. But you need to go look it up yourself and look at them for yourself and then shut your mouth when you tell me I'm making stuff up. I'm going to tell you again, cops and military. You are hated. Henry Kissinger wrote a book calling you dumb animals. I don't do that. I tell you point blank to your face, you're being used. And I'm telling you there's dead bodies in that basement. I've seen them. You understand? I've got the documents, the facts, the eyewitnesses. I have seen the dead bodies in John Wayne Gacy's basement. So don't you tell me they're not there. You go in there and you look for yourself and you look at those maggot-covered corpses instead of telling me I shouldn't get upset about it. I'm sick of you not listening to me. This isn't a joke. I'm not risking my life to play games. I want to play the Declaration of Independence, and it's got the actor introducing it, and I agree with him that it's the ideal that's so beautiful, that's inspired so many things. Let's go ahead and play it, and we'll come back and play the rest of it. Stay with us.
A group of politicians from the 13 American colonies come together in this building, right here, to plot what turns out to be a revolution. A contentious Continental Congress needs to set forth some convincing reasons for declaring war. Congress turns to a brilliant 33-year-old aristocrat from Virginia, Thomas Jefferson. In a matter of days, the red-haired wonder writes one of the most celebrated manifestos for human freedom and self-government in the history of Western civilization. The Continental Congress authorizes Philadelphia printer John Dunlap to print 200 broadsides, poster-sized sheets. The document, unsigned, is then rushed to waiting horsemen who put it in their saddlebags and gallop throughout the colonies. See, if this revolutionary war is to be won, thousands of farmers and tradesmen must be persuaded to take up arms and fight. And they do. Not many people realize it today, but scholars believe Jefferson intended for the Declaration to be performed and not just read. Its words and rhythms were written to be spoken in proud and defiant tones in grand public places. It's a safe bet that the Continental Congress never had in mind a performer like me. That is to say, a black man. Thomas Jefferson was not ignorant of the problem of slavery, of course. He called it a moral and political depravity. And in the original draft of the Declaration, denounced the slave trade as a cruel war against human nature itself. But Congress thought better of this particular item and deleted it. In fact, there is no mention of slavery or black people or of women, for that matter, in this preeminent statement on the equal rights of man. So it makes you wonder, how could a man who himself held slaves write with such incredible passion and eloquence about human liberation and the promise of a democratic republic? Why, some may ask, do I bring up such embarrassing truths on this glorious occasion? I answer. The real glory of the Declaration of Independence has been our nation's epic struggle throughout history to close the gap between the ideals of this remarkable document and the sometimes painful realities of American life. The Declaration symbolizes the birth of our nation, of course, but also the constant struggle to achieve its ideals. Consider, the words of this document inspired the French Revolution in 1789. 200 years later, the revolt of Chinese students in Tiananmen Square. It inspired Abraham Lincoln to issue the Emancipation Proclamation, Martin Luther King Jr. to fight for civil rights, and women's suffragettes to fight for the vote. This business of fulfilling the Declaration of Independence is a difficult struggle, but it is also an ennobling struggle. Jefferson called the Declaration an expression of the American mind. It is why this nation is so great and why I am so proud to be an American. Here now are those sentiments as first expressed in this very place.
When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them.
A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government.
Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes.
And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government.
The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states.
To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world.
He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good.
He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them.
He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable only to tyrants.
He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures.
He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people.
He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within.
He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands.
He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers.
He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries.
He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures.
He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power.
He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation.
For quartering large bodies of armed troops among us.
For protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states.
For cutting off our trade with all parts of the world. For imposing taxes on us without our consent.
For depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury. For transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses.
For abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies.
For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments.
For suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever.
He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us.
He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people.
He is, at this time, transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages, and totally unworthy of the head of a civilized nation.
He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands.
He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions.
In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned
for that part in. That's enough for now. I'm going to come back and play the rest on the other side, but yeah, they would grab people for the draft, okay? They would grab them out of the seaports and off the boats, and that's what the draft is, which are drafting soldiers that have already been in. And when you go through that, they're doing every single thing, asset forfeiture, seizure, grabbing people's goods, saying they were criminals. You know, swarms of new agents to eat out our substance. You know, these administrative offices. It's far worse now. It's just they were quite informed and educated and intelligent back then. They weren't having a diet of fluoride. We'll come back with the rest of it. Stay with us.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th, that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine, I've been on fire.
All right, we're almost out of time. I got about 2.5 minutes left for the Declaration of Independence. I want to play. And then retransmission starts at InfoWars.com with a whole passel of important guests in the last 4 hours. It'll be re-aired on the network 9 to midnight on the satellite, the Star Guide, AM and FMs. Everybody else, we really appreciate you. But on the internet, it starts refeeding in about 5 minutes at InfoWars.com. So if you're on those streams, the specific internet streams at InfoWars.com, you can listen to that rebroadcast begin or subscribe to the free podcast. One more plug there in the InfoWar. You know, we got a lot of great water filters, but there's a new system that you don't even need water supply to get water. And by new system, I've seen this for years in companies, read about it, heard about it. They're fans of the show and sent me one, I guess, 4 or 5 months ago. I never got around to getting them as a sponsor. Incredible stuff. It grabs the water out of the air, whole bunch of gallons a day, totally clean, goes through 5 filters, easy to clean the filters out. This will save you money in just about 6 months with what the average person buys with bottled water that can't be trusted. Takes it right out of the air, runs it through 5 filters. It is ecolablue.com. Big fat banner on InfoWars.com. ecolablue.com or 1-866-585-4044. Call them and get a free brochure or go online and check them out at ecolablue.com. ecolablue.com or 866-585-4044. And it's a fabulous system, 866-585-4044. Or ecolablue.com. Okay, I'm going to let the Declaration of Independence take us out. And as I said, retransmission starts at InfoWars.com. Totally jam-packed first, second, third, and as you know, into this fourth hour, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. If you missed any of it, I want to thank all of you for spreading the word about the radio show. Here it is, the end of the Declaration of Independence. What really made this country so great? Are we perfect? No. But were we better than everybody else? Yes. Now we become the worst. Kind of how history works.
A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people.
Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us.
We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here.
We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity.
And we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence.
They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends.
We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress assembled,
appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare
that these United Colonies are, and of right, ought to be free and independent states.
That they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown.
And that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved.
And that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce.
And to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do.
And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence,
we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Absolutely beautiful, folks. That's all she wrote for this transmission. Great job, folks at Genesis. Great job, the crew down here. I want to thank all the sponsors, affiliates, and listeners. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit has now metastasized.